following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Maz is here.
Hello.
For the Wednesday show. Mark, Brandon, Joey, the Drew and Mike show in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And some interesting things coming up. We might do our first Harris poll in quite a while.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
Not my favorite topic, but I just think, I don't know, for some reason.
Starting to sound like your favorite topic.
I know.
It's in the news. We have to talk about it.
Well, it's really in the news, and that's abortion in Alabama and this law that you can't get an abortion even in the event of rape or incest. And I just thought, why not call some Harrises down in Alabama? Yeah. Doesn't that sound like a good Harris roster?
Yes.
Oh, God. You had me at Alabama.
Exactly. I had myself at Alabama.
Alabama Public Television will not show the episode of a cartoon called Arthur because there's a gay marriage in it.
Yes.
Wow.
That's going to turn kids gay.
Now, are these the politicians reflecting the views of the people in Alabama?
Public television, I guess, yeah.
Arthur's a mouse, by the way, a rat.
Pardon me?
He's a rat. They're actually rodents. That's Bloop. Who Arthur is.
Oh, okay. That wasn't really
cartoon
that
about
caught
a mouse.
Up in what the cartoon
is
about.
The background doesn't matter.
Oh, it's gay mice.
It's an aardvark.
He's not even right.
All right, I thought they were rats.
Yeah, as remember... Non sequiturs, write them down.
Well, we talk about it.
And try to make him correct.
Maz got the show rescheduled today, of course, because he's here one day a week.
But it really didn't reschedule.
Well, we're starting earlier.
A little earlier.
We should start about 4 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about 40 minutes early.
I took a chance. Took a shot.
But you
next time you should ask for 8 a.m.
The part I'm not sure about is that you're on one show a week, and it seems like you would go with the flow.
I do.
Well, but you wanted to move the show today.
That's all you care about.
All I did is I asked.
And it turns out I thought maybe you had to visit Kathy in the hospital or something. Yeah. And it actually turns out, Abby's got a softball game?
Well, yeah, it's a big game. Lakeview against North.
But should a show, this show is a significant show. I mean, we've got 150,000 downloads a day. Yeah. We have revenue advertisers. Should we move our show for a softball game? How old is she?
15. But okay, she's a big fan.
Should a 15-year-old... softball game move a show of this
you're sucking softball and you're sucking life.
All I did is I kind of asked if you guys wouldn't mind moving it.
A little
and I
pushy
said,
about it.
Excuse me?
I said when you asked me, I said, I don't know, ask Mark. Yes, Mark, and then
I asked Brandon, I asked Zooves. We got that all okay.
You, sweetheart.
And we came back to you for the final final thing, and you said, you'd prefer to see Charles sit down. So I understand you wanted to see Charles sit down.
It's a lot of time involved in contacting all these people.
I did the contacting. I didn't want you to,
it turns out we're moving a show that people rely on for income for a 15-year-old softball game. It just seems something doesn't feel good about that. Am I out of touch here?
If there's one motto this man lives by, it's ask for anything.
Thank you, Mark.
It is. I don't know how you do it. I'm not saying it's bad or it's good.
Well.
I could never do it.
Well.
I admire that you can do it. I wish I could do that.
No, you don't.
No, I wish I could.
I've heard Mark say, I wish I could ask.
I do all the time.
I wish I could ask questions.
I just can't.
Just like Tommy does.
I can't do it. I don't know why.
And how many Tuesdays have you had off so far this year?
One.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think one.
No. One. Look back. Go ahead. Look back.
Look back.
The first week of April. That was it. I was away from Gulf Shores.
Trip to Chicago.
No, I was here.
Trip to New Jersey.
Nope, I was here. That was here.
Yeah.
That was last year, Jersey, August.
Can we check the Tuesday?
This is the new, I get new vacation time this year.
Joey's going to check the Tuesday shows for 2019.
This is a brand new vacation year. Don't the vacation year start in January?
Just to prove Tom wrong? Is that why he's looking them up?
April?
I just think we should know.
Just the first Tuesday in April was the only day I had off.
You're sure there wasn't a Tuesday at the beginning of the year, maybe?
I'm positive.
Were you away over the holidays?
I was.
New Year's?
Yeah, he was gone then.
We didn't do a show
that
day.
To Jersey.
You went to Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were gone after New Year's Day.
No. What I did is I booked my vacation around the show. I knew you weren't going to do a show that day. It was New Year's Day, that Tuesday.
I see.
You understand?
The patio is now open at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas on Main Street in Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th, the largest and best patios in the city with both outdoor and indoor seating, and the great Mexican food, too. Mexican fusion delicacies, handcrafted cocktails, and fresh-squeezed margaritas. And you can bask in the warm sunshine, fresh-made Mexican fusion delicacies. Plus 10% off, just mention the Drew and Mike Show. Now...
And they're sponsoring Facebook Live, and Facebook Live is giving Tom the treatment that you sometimes get because you wore that shirt last Tuesday, apparently.
No, I wore my blue one.
I thought so, too. Yeah.
My blue one.
But you had a Drew and Mike podcast.
I did.
Boy, the Facebook crowd on. Is
I know.
Tough.
They are tough.
They are.
You know, I do like your shirt again. Today, by the way.
Is that a quid pro quo?
It is.
It is a sweet shirt.
I should mention that Maz tried to give me the honor of bringing the Orbitsons.
Yep, they wanted you to intro.
Lee Dombrowski and the Orbitsons on stage Saturday night at Joan of Arc.
St. Joan of Arc.
Yeah. He'll ask for anything. Cool.
But however...
I can't think of anything you'd want to do.
He did ask 4 hours before showtime. A little bit of a reach there. Didn't seem like there was a lot of planning involved. I mean, had you always thought that it would be nice for me to... Bring them on.
I did.
You don't like doing that stuff.
When did this thought emerge?
About 4 hours prior to me.
I had a feeling about that. Well, Eli Zarrett will be stopping by. Is there...
Wait, regarding the Orbitsons, too, I heard you guys talking about it upstairs. Brandon and I were laughing about this because Tom said, I think I've heard more of the Orbitsons than I have Sponge, which most people
live,
would know.
Live.
I didn't hear the live.
Well, I was kind of surprised by that, too, because Sponge play a lot.
Yeah, but I've heard
a national act.
Yeah, but I've personally heard the Orbitsons more.
People love the Orbitsons. I've heard nothing but great things about the Orbitsons.
Sponge has really been re-energized because they popped up on the Stern app. They went and played in Howard Stern's studio.
They did?
Yeah, and it was a really, really good performance.
Wait, they were on Howard?
Yeah.
They were on the show?
I don't know if it was during the actual show, but I think they brought them in to be on the app. And it was really good.
Oh, okay.
Really good.
No kidding.
See, that's funny because remember he talked about them not that long ago.
Because he loves
he was
that one
to Lithium.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plowed. He likes Plowed.
Yep. And
that was a really funny riff on Sponge in general.
Well, you know what was funny? Uh-oh.
What now?
We could have a free press photographer in the house. Or Eli.
Check this out.
Not camera ready.
Always hours early. Sponge still sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
See, it's the Howard Studio, but I don't think they're all there. And Stern was watching it on the show after they had performed, and he said, God, that lead singer looks so fucking cool.
He is cool.
He does look cool.
A voice! Say a prayer for me, say a prayer for me.
Tom, if you were there, would you ask Howard Stern if he would want to introduce the Orbitsons at St. Joan of Arc?
Damn right I would.
Would you do it 4 hours before showtime?
Yeah, I would. If I was close to Howard, like I'm close to Drew, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, Sponge would not, is one of those bands that, hey, Megs, come on. Sponge cannot sound like Sponge without Vinny's voice. His voice is so part of Sponge. And, wow, that's cool to see.
Yeah.
I heard Howard talking about him, and I didn't know that had happened, so that's great.
Nice.
I want to get on with the Harris poll and call some people in Alabama because, you know, the questions I raised earlier, do the people in Alabama, are they excited about an abortion law? And I'm not judging. I'll admit, I'm not a fan of this law. But to include instances of rape and incest.
It's a horrible law.
Yeah. It's
a horrible law.
Terrible. Trump even said he didn't like it. Didn't Trump say something to the effect that he... Yeah, okay.
He likes the three exceptions.
How did it get through?
I don't know. That's why I want to call Harris's in Alabama. Harris's are
They'll
always...
They'll definitely get right to the bottom of it.
They're always representative. But first, I'm just going to mention quickly that Steve Gabar and the gang at Zotford and Holly have kicked off their famous Memorial Day sale celebration. This means some of the best deals of the year in full effect at Zotford and DealsInAD.com. Plus, to commemorate Memorial Day properly, if you're active military, a veteran, police officer, or first responder, you save an additional $1,000 to $1,500 off Zotford's ridiculously low advertised price. Is there any identification required for that, Maz?
You do have to give an ID, but you know what? I just gave an extra military bonus because that's what Ford is giving. An extra military bonus for any veteran. Like, usually it's only like the first 2 or 3 years you've been retired. But now it's for any veteran. If you were in any part of it, you're getting an extra $1,000 off.
Any of the Ford layoffs hit Zod Ford?
Not yet.
Good.
Not yet.
Okay.
We have some friends that listen to that are part of our show. Not part of our show, but our good friends that listen in.
Good friends from?
Like our Drew and Mike fans. That are a few of them that have reached out to me, and they're feeling the pressure.
Yeah. Well, 7,000 people is a lot of people. And my understanding was that they're slimming down the management.
Yeah.
And there does seem to be a lot of management in these types of companies. And I'm not saying it's right, but the one thing nice, well, I don't say the one thing nice, when you take a buyout at Ford or you let go by Ford or GM, usually it's a lot better than if you're anyone else.
Right. You should get something out of it.
And I'm not looking for a silver lining. I mean, getting laid off is crap. But sucks. Anyway, especially when we hear they're making a lot of money.
I did offer them that they can come on up to sell cars with me if they like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
sure.
Great.
Did you get approval from Gary?
No, I haven't got approved yet, any approval yet from anybody. Yet.
But Gary, Anthony, anybody?
I offered it to them, no.
Go lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $144 a month. Or lease a new 19 Ford Explorer XLT as low as $185 a month. Finally, lease a new 19 Mustang Coupe at the lowest payment in years, just $236 a month.
That's an amazing deal, the Mustang.
Tell Trudy about that. She loves Mustangs. Don't forget active military veterans, police, and fire responders. Save even more. Get details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
And we can put Zoovs in a Mustang. Get them out of that smart car.
He didn't look quite so sure about that.
I don't think so.
Anyway, life is
again,
too flashy
ask for anything.
Life is grand here at the Red Shovel as... we have now a little network going. We even have network sponsors, which is the ultimate, including Dr. Yaldo, who provides and has provided custom cats LASIK for so many people and the multifocal lens implants. And he's been on No Filter. He's been on our show. And now he's on with LaDuff and Elric. And people are calling, and they're getting stuff done. Even if they're just getting glasses there, as they've got some great designer sunglasses and glasses at Dr. Yaldo's office.
Is he up for the other spinoffs, too? Is he up for him?
Other spinoffs?
Yeah, the spinoff shows.
Like you mean you and Richest Rick?
Yeah.
Very possibly.
Okay. Not really.
I can't seem to get that pie chart where you describe what's in your show.
Yeah.
It seems it's only when it...
It's
energy,
Rick.
It comes into your head.
It's Rick.
It
was Rick. What does he need you for?
I've been talking to him, you know. And
it seems to enter your head, then you spit out that you want this show, but you never have any idea what the show is.
You're a smart guy, that Rick.
Sponsors like Dr. Yaldo are loyal and accountable. When you go see him to get rid of your glasses, contacts, or dreaded reading glasses, he knows that you came on our recommendation. He and the staff give you great care and attention because we're all in this together. Trudy loves her LASIK and her designer sunglasses from the eyewear department. Eli's got the multifocal implants. He brags incessantly about his eagle-eyed vision. Be done with the old technology. Get precision vision that'll change your world. Tell him Drew Mike sent you. Get a free evaluation, preferred pricing, easy financing. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And time I hear the music. Oh, the All Financial Hotline opens up. Click the link to All Financial on the Drew and Mike Show website. Call 248-308-5000 or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com as we call Harris's in Alabama and find out what's going on with this. We're really turning the clock back. But, you know, I always believe in the will of the people. Is this the will of the people? Tom, you're in your phone.
An important text.
Something going on?
I'm listening. Waiting for the game.
What did he just say? The pre-softball game workout?
Yeah, just waiting for these Harris's. Getting the Harris's going.
Why'd that require going in your phone?
I was just writing Vinny back.
Hello?
Oh.
Cool.
Something sexy outgoing ring.
Hello?
Steelcase, how can I help you?
Yes, this is the Drew and Mike Show, and we're doing a Harris poll today, and we're asking people in Alabama how they feel about the abortion law that's going on in the state of Alabama. Are you in favor of it? Hello?
She's thinking about it?
Maybe she wasn't a Harris.
Okay. It's not a great topic to get a call on the phone about.
Just say yes or no.
No, I think she's on the fence. We're going to say it doesn't know.
Give her undecided.
There's that
undecided.
There's
undecided.
That 4%.
You know, I remember when they used to test Stairway to Heaven at WRAF, and they'd always have like 3% don't know the song.
It's that person.
Hoping to get some understanding.
Hello?
Hi, Ms. Harris. This is the Drew and Mike Show, and we're doing a Harris poll today asking people named Harris in Alabama how they feel about the new abortion law. Do you support it?
No.
You don't? Okay, because we only hear about all the support down there. How do you know? How did this thing get passed?
I don't know.
Hmm. Is it the rape and incest part that you don't like?
I don't like any part of it.
You don't? So you're pro-choice. Oh,
okay. I'm pro-choice.
I see. Do you think that the state generally, is this the will of the people in Alabama?
Maybe 50%. I don't know.
So it's 50%. Close. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just kind of surprised they include that. Well, thank you for being so candid with us, Mrs. Harris.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was good.
I don't think bye is appropriate.
She's a good rep.
Why not?
I think she's a good representative.
Why? Because she answered the phone?
She didn't sound like an Alabaman to me.
Not at all. It's a transplant. Oh, we should have known she was a transplant.
I know. I sensed it.
Any idea what city she was in, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
Birmingham?
Tuscaloosa. Athens.
Oh, I, Georgia.
We should have heard an accent there.
Athens, Alabama?
Oh, that sounds like Georgia.
Oh, that must be.
Good afternoon, Caldwell Banker.
Yeah, we're doing a Harris poll today on the Drew and Mike show. We're asking people in Alabama how they feel about the new abortion law. Can you give us a thumbs up or thumbs down on that?
We're a real estate company. We don't have any opinion.
Oh, you don't have an
Wait,
opinion?
The company, but you're a person. I mean, not the real estate company. And
oh, come on.
It's kind of a...
Jeez.
I'll be damned.
Brandon, he's allegedly listed. Harris?
Oh, yeah, he's listed as... Okay. Diane R. Harris.
That sounded like a Diane.
Well, Diane could have been maybe the bank manager. For. She could have been that manager of that realtor company.
What's the first name of this Harris?
Allison.
Allison. Okay, cool. Let me get some women in there popping off, hopefully.
There were a bunch that answered earlier.
Alabama, I kind of go, well, it's Alabama. You never know. But
they should have landlines.
But these other states.
What city is this, Bran?
Don.
This is also Athens.
Hmm.
Is Bran his nickname? Bran?
Well, I wanted Mark to finish
Bran.
It.
Bran the Broken?
Yeah, Bran the Broken.
Well, you're a little hard on me today. I'm sorry I even asked for that.
You're asking for it.
I've never heard him called Bran.
Never. Has anyone ever called you Bran? Brandon?
Tommy's number 25.
Tommy's always called me Bran.
Really? Is there anyone else?
I got a few more. Oh, yeah, I'm rolling through these now.
Oh, I meant anyone else called you Bran.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
No, but Tommy, it just, you know, that extra syllable takes a lot of time.
Ah. So it's got a lot of quid pro quos to deal with.
I'll be damned.
Or B. He'll call me B.
I do. B's good. How's your team doing, by the way?
Real good, thank you.
No.
They got a couple more Harris's in on this.
This is Amy.
Amy, okay.
From Madison.
Amy, we change cities
or Madison.
Come on.
Aretha's will is in the news, by the way. They found three wills.
Just kills me.
On her couch.
One of them under the cushion in the couch.
Where else are you supposed to keep a will?
She's probably watching TV at that time.
He breaks Jonathan Martin.
Oh,
he would have been great. Why isn't anyone who the listing says it is? Coldwell Banker, Jonathan Martin. What is going on? Brandon, what's going on?
I'm sorry. This is a tedious process.
I know it is.
Come on, Bran.
All right.
Just keep calling. I'll describe Aretha's will.
I got a couple more.
She has three handwritten wills, one under the cushion in the living room.
Which don't you just picture her like eating a big takeout meal and just go, I need a will, and just grabbing like the wrapper and writing it on the back of a Big Mac box.
I see her
not that chunky
writing the will out on because it is. They show you the will. It's her writing is not the best. Yeah, just scratch things out and writes things in the margin. You're like, you out of my will. Hello, Mrs. Harris. This is the Drew and Mike show, and we're doing a Harris poll today, asking people in Alabama how they feel about the new abortion law. Can you give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Are you in favor of the new law?
Ms. Harris?
Is she still there, Brian?
She is. You're making me look bad.
Oh, you're making me look bad. It's a way to go for the
sympathy. Please answer this
angle.
Awkward question so Brandon feels better.
I got one more.
Okay. No, Aretha's, she's scratching stuff out. It's like, I leave my West Bloom home to Keycalf. She has a son named Keycalf. And then, no, he ain't getting shit. She scratches it out. Two wills were found in a locked cabinet when the key was found months after her death.
Weird.
I know. Don't you?
Well,
think
there's a lot of stuff they had to get through.
You suppose she wrote the one on the couch because she lost the key to the cabinet?
That's possible.
I think she's probably going to wind up typing this later, don't you think?
Aretha?
Yeah, I think she was just writing notes, maybe.
No, no.
I need this typed.
I think she used it as a whim, like debating on how, well, like you were saying, how people are treating her at the moment. I like what you did. You're in my wheel. Scribble, 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 scribble.
Maybe she couldn't find the key to the cabinet, and so she was angry at someone because she wanted to get out of the cabinet. Couldn't
record your message.
Oh, God. Doggone it.
Damn it.
I need to apologize.
It's okay.
I have 5 sheets of Harris numbers. We called each one of them. Out of the 150 people, we had 7 people answer.
What?
And
They flake.
Yeah, they flake.
Okay. Well, 1-0. Disappointment with the law.
And an undecided.
Well, it's clear.
It's clear. They
don't like it.
It's clear. It's
there
it very clear.
There you go.
There's a small margin of error.
33% disapprove, 0% approve.
That's a huge win.
66% don't know.
That is a huge win.
Mm.
It's highly scientific.
Mm-hmm. Huge bitch.
I wonder though
Thank
if she
you
was...
and roll tide.
I wonder if she was looking for the key to the cabinet and she couldn't find it and she wanted, you know, I'm taking her out of here. She didn't return my hat or something crazy like that. And so she couldn't find the key. So she got the spiral notebook out and started rewriting it. And then the food arrived and she stuffed it under the couch.
I think that's very likely.
Or she hid it when someone came in that she just cut out of the
I'm
room.
I'm a hot dog connoisseur and hamburger connoisseur. And there's nothing wrong with that because it's all good.
Yes, it is.
Well, okay, but why 2 in the same locked cabinet? Explain the second one, because she hadn't lost the key by then.
I don't know. Maybe she found it and lost it again.
And why not throw away the first one?
But 2 sons, she has 4 kids, 2 sons have objected to the will. So, you know, I'm just guessing there's got to be something. You know, my 2 sons, these 2 sons ain't getting nothing. Yeah. They're good for nothing. They're getting nothing. It would be great if she wrote it that way.
Are they going to pay the back taxes? Or are they opposed to that as well?
I think you're going to have to. But, you know, she had $6.3 million in back taxes and $1.5 million in interest. Which I don't know. I picture her not liking the interest. I get interest. I don't pay interest. You won't pay interest. You pay interest. I get interest. I'm the queen.
That's what I want from me. R-E-S-P-C-T. That's what I want.
I'm a queen of soul. My assets end when I die. They go with me.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-T-E-C-T. Take care of me.
T-E-C-T.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
All right.
What a mess.
So Aaron Carter is saying that there was an inappropriate moment with Michael Jackson.
What does that mean?
I know. That is, this guy, you know, for all the people angry at the Leaving Neverland people, and there were many of them, death threats and trolling and all that, I would be piling into Aaron Carter right now. He should be trolled because he's trying to sell a book.
Yeah.
So he's saying, there was something inappropriate. It's basically okay, but... You know, you'll have to wait to find out what it is. He's using it.
It's kind of on the same level to me as Corey Feldman saying, I'm going to expose all these people. And then he just doesn't give
a name.
So yeah, it's almost in a self-interest aspect to do that.
Maybe he's trying to get some of that money back he had to give to Righteous Rick.
He did not give Righteous Rick
any money.
He did not
give him a cent.
Not a cent?
No, that was... I do not believe... I don't think... Does Aaron Carter really have any money? He's playing this Jackson.
I'll say this much: he's got a pretty pretty excited lawyer. I assume either someone's paying that lawyer.
Probably he has an estimated net worth of $400,000.
Okay, maybe the lawyer isn't that good.
He was running out on bills before,
and he's still touring though.
What are you guys talking about? He's got marriage boot camp money coming in. That's at least $50,000.
Really?
I know. Isn't it grim? When somebody, and now a lot of these child stars like Britney, they just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
This is a guy who was a child star and just went, it all went south. He is playing gigs, Brandon, but have you looked at the gigs he's playing?
Yeah, I did, and they are smaller venues.
Small venues. One of them wasn't a venue where I was like.
It's his own fault, right? Drugs and alcohol, it wrecked him.
But I don't think his music was ever really that good. No, I mean, I Want Candy the time I dunked on Shaq or something.
Wasn't
like
he 13 then?
Yes, yeah. That was his big success was when he was 13, 14.
Seems like kind of a joke to me.
When is he going to join the Cameo family?
Is there anyone new in the Cameo family?
You know, I was going to send it to you. It's been a while. I saw a couple people, not many. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's 500 new ones, but you wouldn't know any of their names. The one person that I knew that Mark would probably want to buy from.
Who? I'm getting excited.
Wow, there's so many
more.
You mean
Jupiter the cat?
This morning.
Why does a cat have a Cameo?
Hold on one moment. I'll find it.
My gosh, look at this guy. Oh, Mo Wagner.
Yeah.
What? What's up, guys? This is Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Just hit me up if you need something. I'm very glad to help. And yeah, I'm excited for your wishes. See ya.
Oh, what do we need? Wait, just hit him up for anything we need.
Doesn't he have a multi-year NBA contract?
Sure.
Yeah. Still with the Lakers.
Okay. There's a lot of athletes on here. The one before him was Epe Udo, who was a basketball player too.
Who?
Epe Udo. He's never heard of him. Yeah, you have. Didn't he play at Michigan?
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
And now he's on the Jazz.
He's on the Jazz? Mm-hmm. Is he really? Any entertainment people that are new?
I went through.
How are you defining entertainment?
Drew, I went through all loosely. The new people. I went through the 100 most recent new people, and Mo Wagner was the only one I knew.
Keep going.
How about those YouTube losers? Are they on there too?
There's a lot of those.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Jake Paul and Cody Ko? Is that
Ko?
Yeah, I watched that. Jake Paul, who by the way just had 9 girls overdose at his house because their drinks were spiked. He is going after this guy for trolling people online and hurting them. And you must be a person that doesn't feel very good inside if you're doing that to people. Wait,
Jake Paul?
Jake Paul.
Look in the mirror.
I mean, isn't he the guy that attracts 14-year-old girls?
Has the cops called on his house all the time because he's being an ass?
And I was thinking he was the guy that went in the suicide forest and fun of the...
Right?
That was his brother, okay. The guy that was hanging.
Kennedy, our former intern, loves Cody Ko.
This is how I know about the story, because my entire Twitter feed was just filled with Jake Paul versus Cody Ko. I'm like, why is this like the biggest story? And then I just saw, no, it's because Kennedy liked each one of them. She's very pro Cody Ko.
We should almost have her break it down. It could be really stupid.
It is so stupid.
It's
about a guy doing comedy and... You know, when you do comedy, and I don't know how funny Cody Ko is or isn't, but there are, I mean, people do get trampled by the comedy world. And a lot of people who are Jake Paul's age, although isn't he the last person that should be going after this guy? Isn't it because he went after Jake Paul?
Yes.
He's calling him out for being lame, pretty much. So it's about him, not about...
Be more funny!
He would have you believe that he's really worried about everybody. And that he's caused people to feel bad about themselves for a day or even a week.
What do you think Jake Paul's net worth is?
Oh, boy.
That'd be, what, 20 million?
19.
Oh, my God.
$19 million.
That makes me sad.
I know. It's the age of the idiot millionaire, isn't it, really?
God.
I mean, look at all these dopes. I forgot to mention Luke Nowacki, by the way. Speaking of millionaires, maybe he can help you become one. Or at least figure out your financial future. As if you're one of the many Americans who only spends 45 minutes or less per year on your investments, which many people do. It's funny to say that. But
45 minutes.
It might be time to give Luke Nowacki and his team a call. Not only do they help you create a plan to help you reach your financial goals, but they're going to answer your financial questions as well. Maybe what you want to invest in, depending on your goals, how to plan for your future, or maybe even how to save for your child's college, or maybe you don't have a plan at all. For a complimentary consultation about your unique financial situation, call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748, or email him at lnowacki, that's LNOWACKI, at PinnacleWealthStrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned in other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Slow down.
And wait, the Free Press is still taking pictures? The news. The news. I've been doing this all my life in Detroit.
I know.
Does Neil Rubin work for the... He's worked for both.
He has worked for both, but definitely.
It is the afternoon. It is Detroit news, right? Isn't that that time? Detroit news in the afternoon. Yeah, Free Press was always the morning.
Morning, yeah.
Back in the day.
Terrible reference. Yeah, back. You could have written that down.
How long ago was that? 30 years?
I think we switched to morning paper about 15 years
15 years ago.
15, okay. Nice reference, Tom.
That's nothing. 15.
Decade and a half.
I think you should have written that down.
Okay. I'll remember that for next time.
It's an unsecretary. God takes, write it down. How many? You guys always take so many pictures. I'm amazed.
Well, he's got to find the right one.
Take that long to get a good picture of us?
Yes.
Hey, take
sure.
a picture. It lasts longer.
Okay. He's doing his job.
No, I know. No, they always do.
I know.
Anytime they come, it's not that just the Detroit News. Everyone needs a lot of pictures to find one that works.
The best was no matter how many pictures you took of Mike Clark. Oh, well, Smithy that was Mike, always pick the worst one.
No, Mike Clark. If he left in 20 minutes, Mike, well, where's he going? Yeah. You get enough pictures.
Him and pictures, man. Oh, God.
By the way, 7-Eleven was robbed.
Yeah, your 7-Eleven.
My 7-Eleven for the third time.
I'm glad you went there. Did you get the interview?
I did. I spoke to 7-Eleven management.
It could have been you. You could have been there when it happened.
They always seem to go late at night. I don't go to 7-Eleven at night that much, but I sure, that 7-Eleven is important to me, and I'm not happy. I'm afraid, is it possible they will shut down like at midnight if this keeps going on? Because they're always late night.
Well, that's a great question.
No, 7-Eleven
they're known
shuts.
For being 24-hour.
It's impossible to shut a 7-Eleven. You cannot.
Okay.
They only carry a few bucks. That's the thing. They only carry.
No, I know.
It's not a good thing to rob.
The guy got like 20 bucks.
I know. But did he get anything else? Did he get any donuts, any of the roller food, anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
Wait, you think people go in and rob a place and then make a food order while they're there?
Well, I would just grab stuff. You're right there by the
restaurant. You're going to grab roller food. That's the first thing you think of. Yeah, give me all the money you have, and I'm going to have myself
are right
some
there.
Hot dogs.
The donuts are right there.
Once you got your $50, you might as well, right?
Might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now you're carrying donuts or roller food.
Not for long.
Well, the guy had a mask on, right? He couldn't eat the donut.
He had a mask on, and he was on foot. They found him like 200 yards away.
Do they think they know this person?
I don't think it was very well thought out.
Yeah. I think the understanding, and again, I'm talking to people working there, but I think word gets around. They think it's a customer, but he had a mask on, so. But it's, I guess his voice sounded familiar.
Like a regular?
Maybe.
Could be.
Apparently, usually it is a customer.
Because they recognized his voice?
He did.
What if 50 bucks?
That's what I heard.
What if it was Rich Little?
That's right. Rich Little wouldn't be on foot.
Someone doing an impersonation of that guy's voice. Can't prove that.
Hey, do you guys know what Radio Buzzboard is?
Oh, yeah.
I was on Radio Buzzboard. I don't know. It's a big mistake. It's always a mistake to go on there.
Oh, you know, they don't like anything.
No, they hate everything. And in fact, I think the first time I thought, man, the Drew Mike Show, it's going downhill, was when I went on Radio Buzzboard.
Yes.
And I read so many crappy comments in a row, I thought,
sure.
Wow, it's overwhelming. We're done.
Well,
it's over.
You have been phoning it in since the year 2000.
Yes. All old people phone it in. There's a point. There's demarcations on where they start phoning it in. I don't know if it's orders from management.
They used to love sports radio back in the day. That buzz board.
No, they didn't.
Oh, I know.
They don't like anything.
No, they don't. But the funny thing is, it just like popped into my head, and I was just kind of putzing around. I'm like, I'll check out Radio Buzzboard.
That's a great idea.
And so there's all these other topics, including Dave and Chuck, which I clicked on. Crappy comments about Dave and Chuck. I'm like, it's okay. That doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, no.
And then a couple other things, and then I get to Drew and Mike's show, and it was, I wasn't planning on us being on there. I'd forgotten that, we've been on wheels for 4 weekends now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So someone started a string, and I'll dare to read it.
Oh, my.
And we'll also... We have a boner line today, don't we?
We do have a boner line, and guess what? It's all about Tom.
Oh, why is it always about Tom? Why is it?
Well,
I mean, he decides when to start and end the show.
On Mazda.
Abby's
Day.
Schedule, or is it Abby or Lily? Abby.
It's Abby. Then.
Abby's softball schedule determines when we start the show.
I just asked a favor.
But moving a show, it makes me feel like the show is so small.
I didn't tell you this
but
part.
But you could say no.
You know, when he texted Brandon and myself, he wrote... Let me find it. Actually, Brandon said, Tom must be going to a Tigers game tonight. And Tom replied, no, his daughter's game, way more important. And I looked at him, wait, Tom wrote that, his daughter? It's a third-person reference. What was with the third-person reference in text to yourself?
I don't know. Because he wrote Tom.
Oh, okay.
Instead of like, he must be going to the Tiger game, he wrote, Tom must be going to the Tiger game. So I'm like, Not really. No, Tom isn't going to the Tiger game.
Brandon, take a picture of Drew getting pictures.
How many have you gone
Brandon,
to this
take
year?
Take a picture of Drew getting
how many games
taken?
From Abby?
No, how many games have you gone to of you know, the Tigers and the
Tigers
club?
Time out. I want
to. I think I've been to the Tigers club 3 times.
Let's paint this picture really quick. Drew is getting glamour shots. What?
Huh?
Drew's getting glamour shots from the Detroit News right now. Neil asked for it.
You're out kneeling him.
He's sitting on the ground. Are both dogs with him?
Yeah, I got a bunch of photos of him getting a photo.
That's awesome.
Mm. Okay. Hey, you know what we've been waiting for? Because it's finally here.
What?
The Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event.
Sweet.
Wonder what all the excitement is about? Well, let me explain. During Zot's Spring Sales Event, you can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for as low as $166 a month. Or how about leasing a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass for as low as $198 a month? Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, you can lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica for as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success. Our buddies over at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, they've decided to do it all over again. So that's employee pricing. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. No one else is doing that for you. Nobody! See details and serve the massive inventory at Deals in the D.
Don't forget those bird dogs.
Good job.
DealsInTheD.com. Tom making it all about himself again.
Yeah, we are sans Drew for a bit. He needs to get his photo taken.
Oh. What? Well, let's talk.
What's going on?
Let's talk sports.
There's some bad scheduling going on. Eli's coming in, so you can talk all sports.
Oh, that's right. Eli's coming. You could talk sports now.
And in the top of the stretch, it's Tiny Hands followed by Maz Sequitur. Tiny Hands, Maz Sequitur. Oh, but who's that on the outside? It's Not a Sports Podcast. Not a Sports Podcast making a break for it. Oh, my. At the wire, it's Not a Sports Podcast. Oh, my God. He broke his leg.
That is very good, by the way.
Very hey, see, I'm falling into the
great
trap.
Call.
Did you see they had to kill yet another horse at Santa Anita?
They did.
Yeah, I heard.
It's
yeah.
the 25th horse yeah.
cool.
since December 26th.
I understand that. They should drain the track and start from scratch. There's no question about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then no other horses will get shot.
What do you mean drain the track? You're blaming it.
The track, there's obviously something wrong with the track.
Maybe those horses don't want to run anymore.
Get the dirt out of the track, start from scratch, get new stuff out there, and play ball.
Why not let the horse try to make a recovery before you just...
Wait, how'd this subject get to be
horses? Because Tom's here. That's why.
You brought it up!
Maybe. Well, only Rudis because he played...
Catches
only
the tail end of me talking sports.
Only because he played that sound. I fell into the trap.
I say,
nice sport.
You clean the track out, you put new dirt in, and you start again. Obviously, there's something
they
wrong
do that?
With the surface.
Why didn't they do that? Oh, because they like killing horses.
No, they don't. Mark.
You know, 25
on.
Of them.
No one, they've thoroughbred racehorses are well cared for. So are standardbred horses.
So if Drew had a horse, this is the example he brought up yesterday. If he had a horse in his backyard and the horse would hurt its leg and you'd have to just put it down eventually?
Yeah. Of course.
I would put the horse down?
When a horse breaks his leg, Mark, or hurts a bone.
So they're going to break their leg just walking around the backyard?
Obviously.
Okay.
If it's an accident.
Okay.
Something happened.
How come dogs can have 3 legs?
I don't know. Brandon, I don't know. I'm not an equine
specialist. So people put their horses down all the time. There are people shooting their horses every
day.
They
don't shoot horses, first of all. They euthanize them.
Okay.
With a gun.
No, they don't.
But so horse injuries for... The ones that are racing are just as common as ones that are grazing, is what you're saying.
I'm sure it is. I don't know, Mark, because I'm not a farmer. I'm not a herder. I'm not a rancher.
I find that really hard to believe.
I go to racetracks, and I like the horses. What do you want me to tell you?
I don't know. I thought you were an expert on horses.
I am. I'm an expert on horse racing.
How do you feel about dating an amputee?
Hey, Brandon, can you check Radio Buzzboard and see if you can... Are we so insignificant that they've removed our topic?
Probably. No, I think it just fell down.
What the hell? Boy, listen to some of these subjects.
It might have lifted up. It might be on the top of the board now.
No, it's not.
Oh.
The best part about it is to not be as hated as some of the other shows.
True.
I'm never going to like you.
My 2 cents on WLZ. I ain't going to that. 106.7 Detroit is identical to 105.7 Columbus. These are all the people that think very hard about these things. Dave and Upchuck.
Oh, no. We're on the top now?
No, that's the next page.
Oh, okay.
Dave and Upchuck gain new affiliate in Tampa. WLSA Deep Cut Saturday. That one did not go
up. I despise you.
Calm down, Matt Shepard. Jim Price stinks. Overplayed classic rock songs.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
93.1 Nash FM is now lowest rated station in Detroit. Seven's brightest and best. Oh, I bet that's. I wonder how that went. Let's see. I've only listened to WOMC for 15 minutes today yet. So I don't know what that's all about, but it's going to be something nasty.
The new WOMC? That's what they're monikered.
Oh, I did not know that. Bernie the Blooper Boy, perhaps 6 decades at WDIV. Mike Duggan files for divorce. 100.3 contest page at WNIC.com. Is that really something that we all are going to the buzz board for?
If you go to the very bottom and go to the next page, you'll see that one of the Drew and Mike ones is at the very, very top.
Entercom no longer using the studio lines.
Whoa, what is that about?
Is that an inside?
I don't know. I
want to
know
there.
About that.
What does that mean?
They're no longer using their studio lines.
Yeah, they're just busying them out.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Mike Valenti, such a tool. Okay, new topic.
There's never anything happy.
Jump to? Is that what I hit?
No, go to page two.
Why are they so mean?
Oh, okay, page two. I got it. Why so much 80s? Drew and Mike is boring radio. There we go. Finally. Maybe we have maybe it's further down because people just could not add to that topic.
Well, it's funny because this particular thread is, I think, after our second time that we were, the second weekend that we were on, and they said, it's time to throw in the towel.
Yeah. 2 weeks, that's about right.
WLZ, it's time to dump Drew and Mike and do something different for Saturday and Sunday.
It's dominating.
Morning like a spotlight show or something else, but this podcasting is terrible. Anyone that tunes in between 8 and 11 have no idea what the conversation is. It jumps from one stupid topic to another. Face it, Drew, your radio has been.
Whoa.
Call it quits, dude.
Who wrote that?
Call it quits,
dude. Who wrote
that? Last edited by Chuck Davies. I don't know. Is that
Davies.
Last edited? And then he...
Yeah, because that's the guy's name that posted it.
How many Saturdays have they been on? The next person asks. Well, that doesn't hurt me. I was a Drew and Mike fan for years, always listening to the AM when they were on, but truth be told, I was hoping that Drew and Mark Trudy maybe would be live on Saturday morning, share some banter, talk in the studio. I should have known it was just podcast rehash. I listen to Drew and Mike on Saturday when I can, but prefer them live instead. Should also have known, no way Drew Lane would be working on a Saturday morning. Okay, that wasn't so bad. You know what's funny? I read this before, and I read the first one, and it just seemed like, oh my God, it's an endless stream of abuse. But
so they want you to work 7 days a week.
Yeah, well, I get it.
I wouldn't mind going in and doing a live weekend once.
Nice.
Not this weekend, but maybe. I don't know. Maybe sometime on Saturday. I'm sure we could do that.
After this, it kind of goes kind of off the rails. They start discussing other topics.
Well, that's not so bad then.
Wait, but in response to Zenith CKLW 2 or 3 weekends, the first weekend, not bad. After that, it'd become increasingly boring. I just hope this cluster screw isn't contracted. I knew when it was called Drew and Mike instead of Mark that it wasn't going to be live. What?
Well, why would that matter?
No disrespect to late Mike. That sounds like somebody doesn't know the podcast. No disrespect to late Mike Clark, but you can't bring him back or his memory in a podcast. And where's the Mike content? Has anyone heard any? Okay, yeah, you got a lot of confused terrestrial people that...
Yeah.
Well, Steve Dahl is available. I hate how they use the headline from the first guy, and it goes, that's probably why I thought this was so bad, because every single entry says, Drew and Mike is boring radio.
Yeah. Well, it's reply.
Sergeant Sacto, speaking of has-beens, Dahl is about my age, 65, I'll be 66, July 6th, without the brains and boyish good looks. He'd bore everyone under 50 who doesn't remember his years at the Riff, plus his infamous disco double.
We'll make a new thread about that.
Blah, 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 blah. Cowboy Brady is also available, Sergeant Sacto. Wait, the guy who made the initial complaint is Sergeant Sacto?
I guess so.
Is that?
I don't know.
God. It could be.
Then the next post is, I just farted. It smells like a dead raccoon in here. What?
Okay.
Did Mike Clark ever say that? Is that some quote I should remember?
No.
Worse than the Tigers bullpen when they surrendered that 7-run lead and lost 12-11 to the White Sox Friday night? What?
I don't know.
I know this board is all about bashing whatever's on local TV radio. It's become as predictable as Valenti's opinion. I listen to Drew and Mike podcast pretty regularly and enjoy it quite a bit. I
haven't hell?
Haven't heard more than a little.
Next. Layla.
Upvote this guy.
We need all people in place at the beginning of the show, I'm afraid.
Okay, guys.
Well,
it does signal that something new is about to happen. No. It's not the dog's fault.
I mean, it could stamps.
Next, come on. Listen to the Mike Podcast pretty regular. Enjoy quite a bit. I haven't heard more than a little bit of the WLZ versions here and there, but I think it's better than a couple of more hours of the same
place. Well, playlist. That guy's...
Thank you.
He knows what he's talking
Somebody
about.
Somebody...
Mags? Upvote him.
It's okay. Their growth in the barking department is very impressive. They've come a long way. They're much better than they used to be at that.
Oh, here's a nice one. Another radio has been time for some fresh talent, especially on a station that claims to be the next generation of classic rock. WLZ should just air the Ron Burgundy podcast on Saturday and Sunday between 8 and 11. It sounds better than Drew and Mike. Oh. The Ron Burgundy podcast, by the way, is not a regular. That's not something that goes on and on and on. So you'd have a little content problem, smartass. Dahl, Steve Dahl. Why is everybody talking about Steve Dahl?
I don't know.
Dahl was always boring, and so was Howard Stern. Two radio losers. Boy, they just pound everyone.
I
want
to know what the person listens to. Then.
They don't like
it.
They
really couldn't make it into Detroit. That's why they left. Yes, Howard Stern really couldn't make it.
What a failure he is.
I know, he just really fell on his ass, and so did Steve Dahl.
Yeah, break.
40 years in Chicago. And then here we go.
They're losers.
The last post is, the Drew Mike Podcast is non-PC fun. I like it.
All right. Upvote him.
In and on an upvote.
I hate to tell you, there's a whole
other page. Next page brings you back
down. Oh, man.
There's only two more.
God damn it.
But there's also another thread right under this
one. No! Yeah.
Go ahead.
What the fuck?
I'll read them. You want me to read them?
Go ahead.
I listen to their podcast a couple times a week. I cannot keep up with it every day. I guess they're trying to attract people that don't listen or are unaware of the podcast and hope to draw them over.
Huh. That's smart person. It's okay.
I myself don't listen to the Saturday-Sunday thing, but I typically don't listen to radio on the weekend mornings anyway. I do like that on PC stuff. On a side note, if I hear Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses or Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi One More Time on Wheels, off my preset!
Ooh, the ultimate sign of disrespect.
Yeah. I really like the podcast, but I don't keep up with every episode. I think the Saturday-Sunday morning could be difficult for someone to follow who was not already a podcast listener, as it is all over the map topic-wise. I've listened to a few of the morning things, and I'd rather just listen to an episode of the actual podcast. Well, he knows it exists.
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't, you know what, it's the first one, and seeing Drew and Mike is boring radio. That's what, you see it over and over. And they also
That's a good headline writer, Drew.
They also repost the original post multiple times down there. So you go,
sucks.
I think Buzzboard's the best.
Well, it's gotten a lot of attention on our show.
I've changed my tune. What was the next shitty topic you said, Brandon?
Yeah, what's the next crappy topic?
You said it led to another one?
Let's see. If you go down a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Do I have to?
That's right here. That's a long one.
Oh, God, no, we're not going on that.
What's this one?
I think that's when we first went on wheels.
How far down, Brandon?
Don't bother.
Is Bill McAllister voice tracking mornings at 106.7 fake wheels?
Fake wheels.
Drew and Mike are back. Sorta.
You are fake news.
Okay. How crappy is this thing?
Oh, it's a really long thread, Drew.
I saw.
We could do our own podcast on bad threads.
Last post by Megahertz.
That's cool. I like that.
Let's hope it's better than the old stuff. Mike says something. Ha ha ha. Drew says something else. Ha ha ha. Each react to what each other says. Ha ha ha. I've never heard a show where people laugh at themselves more than they do. Oh,
really?
I got a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
What is Mike broadcasting from the grave? How is this possible? Are people really this clueless?
They just like really? To hear themselves.
They're just taking a shot.
All. They're hoping someone will write them back.
I have some stump to zap questions ready to go. Okay, I like that guy. Then you've never listened to Bob and Tom. There's a lot of laughter on that show. Looks like it will be the best of Drew and Mike podcast on 106.7. Thank you. They addressed this after Mike died. They're keeping the name. It's the name of the show, not the name of the people.
Yeah.
Is that really that hard to figure out?
Wait, isn't one of Bob and Tom not?
Yeah, Bob.
One
of them is not there. Yes,
Kid Craddock, isn't he dead? And they still keep the show.
A brand. It's like when when the Who tour, Keith Moon and John Entwistle are no longer there.
Exactly.
I'm interested in hearing how this works out.
Me too.
Boy, I hope he's not listening to this. I've listened to Bob and Tom. They suck beach balls. The can't laugh. Oh, boy, these things do go off the rails, don't they?
Yeah.
Let's see. I wonder if there's more to come. Let's see. Denny McClain, Eli Zarrett, Bob Page being on a regular radio station. Is that possible? They're part of the network of podcasts Drew has. And last Sunday, dated Denny. Last Sunday, that's when he listened to it. Denny stated they have some things in the works where they'll be available on the radio as well. I wonder if it may be the same type of concept. Hmm. Well, it, it would have to be.
Is a segment called Bad Feedback? Is that what this is? Bad Feedback?
Eli's there in the house. It's Radio Buzzboard. Detroit Radio Buzzboard. It's usually a lot of radio people in there.
Oh, okay.
So it's always ugly. And I knew that going in, so I don't know why I went in except that I read a long, shitty string about Dave and Chuck on Riff. So I don't know why I just, let's see. Maybe I got lucky this time. No.
It's like going in a rabbit hole.
Was there an SNL thing with Bad Theater or something like that that had the guy was...
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Wait. Oh, God. These people. Oh, my God. Why do I do this
Why
to
are you
myself?
Doing that?
Now what?
Sounds like a network of has-beens. Why does every douchey radio press release these days contain the word iconic? There's nothing iconic about the old or new WLLZ. The original WLLZ had a good run that lasted about a decade. New content would be nice, but who the hell wants to listen to podcast reruns from 6, 12, or 18 months ago?
Well, they're not from 6, 12, or 18 months ago.
This comes across as a cheap way to take advantage of Drew's brand while paying him very little. How do you know what I'm being paid, you fucking dick?
Well, he wants to make you more money, obviously. He wants you to make more.
Yeah, he's on your side.
The station is popular with WRF cast-offs. Usage of the WLZ calls is hideous. Oh, hilarious. The only link to the real WLZ is Podell. P.S. I love all the spelling errors in the Fox 2 story. Oh, did a moron write it?
Who wrote this? What's the guy's name?
He's got some points.
Who is it?
spelling.
I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates.
M.W. Metalhead.
There you go, M.W. Metalhead.
That's a great name.
He's on your side.
Fair point, M.W. It's radio's version of we're getting the band back together, but let's face facts. We are never going to get anything as cool as or adventurous as FM radio used to be in 1980. That playlist above sounds really good, but we're not going to get that in Detroit. Oh, he had suggested a playlist. Okay, my name's left out. Thank you. I'm fairly certain of this, but I could swear as late as the early 90s, LLZ was still playing whole albums on weekend nights.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. Let's see.
You're
okay.
Awesome.
Oh, there's more? Oh, God, please don't be about me.
It's still real to me, damn it! I mean...
Best of luck to the Drew and Mike Show. What took so long for Terrestrial to make this move is mind-boggling. Yes!
Duh.
Oh, listen to this.
Oh, no.
Is there any tissue? Is there any chance Drew is purchasing the time from iHeart? Oh, man. That is so... Oh, my God, that hurts.
You're a time
that really hurts.
Now.
That's pretty funny, though. It is on Sunday morning. And yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I mean,
okay.
You and Ron Cameron.
Fair question, but, oh, man, that sounds so grim.
I love Ron.
This is my last show. I can't take it. He's a great guy.
The thing that finally brought you down was one comment on Buzzboard.
The fact that I might be buying time on LLZ to keep the show alive. Wait, we had a poster here. I don't know what this means. Whose signature was? Actually, that's the real problem with radio. For every legend, you have 15 tired gas bags who stick around too long.
15?
15 tired gas. Well, 15 for every real legend, I guess. Oh. So the podcast is on. The audio quality sounds just like the talk channels on Sirius XM, which isn't a good thing. I like the fact they're focusing on lighthearted bits and segments of this morning's best of. We need more than a Detroit radio. Not the stupid faux drama segments from Fat Fucks. Mojo. Why are you picking on Mojo?
He's not fat.
The boring caller segments from Steve and Joanne's morning show. Not the inane banter found on CSX or 89X. Okay, thank you.
Starting to like that guy.
Okay, at least four other shows get trashed and we get a little compliment. That's the way it's supposed to
work. You feel better
work.
About them being hurt, right?
I like that guy now.
Fix you up a little.
I'm starting to like this guy. Just kidding. I still hate you.
Man up. Stop crying.
Had to go out and caught some in the vehicle this morning. I really liked what I heard. Hey, I've only listened to the podcast a few times when Mike was still there.
That was way back.
Let's see. What's IMO?
In my opinion,
this is the new Wheels Morning Show, more accessible than online. Even if Drew doesn't want morning again, just pre-record it for the next morning drive. Fans will love it. I'm sure this weekend thing is just a test drive, pardon the pun. Finally, Art is using the gray matter for a format on 106.7. So obviously you've never listened to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Oh, fuck you. Why are you on this string?
No. You're missing. This is the problem. You're misreading it. That's a reply to an earlier one that you read.
What's he replying to?
The ha ha ha.
Okay.
Don't get mad at that person.
That was pretty funny.
When you agree with him.
Sorry, Detroit guy. I actually got upset with Detroit guy.
Detroit guy's okay now.
I hope this
MC bit. MC Metalhead likes
Why do I have to read every one of these?
I hope this segment's on wheels on the weekend.
Yeah, then we can plug No Filter Sports. And let's see, what else should we plug? Charlie Lenuff's No BS News, Emma Elric, DeSalle Detroit, the entire Red Shovel Network of podcasts.
How about the announcer?
Of has-beens.
The announcer?
Yeah, don't you want to plug the announcer?
Walter always gets plugs. Absolutely.
And why don't you plug Righteous Rick's podcast, apparently?
It's not on yet.
Oh.
I love the Drew and Mac Show.
Yeah. Okay. There's a third page.
Don't do it.
It's brief. Wait, no.
Yeah. Why did... It's only one post.
What's the post? Oh, I programmed my own music. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well,
you're okay.
Eli Zarrett from No Filter Sports, the other, what do they call them?
Has-beens.
From the Has-been Network. Yeah,
the iconic has-been Eli Zarrett.
Well, then who are the stars of Detroit? There's no music stations, don't anybody talk anyway. So who are the stars of Detroit radio?
The morning shows, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either.
There aren't really that many morning shows. No, Mojo, Dave and Chuck.
That's it.
Stoney and Jamie.
Jay
Towers?
Yeah.
You got the AM guys.
Leave it to Maz to mention the Jay Towers morning show.
And not
the one when he's not on TV?
Exactly. I know. He bounces around.
And Tom didn't mention the one that has his nemesis on it, Blaine.
Oh. Wow, that was grim.
My nemesis.
So, Blaine yelled at you.
Yeah, he did.
I love it.
No filter.
I'm on Blaine's side.
Came into another studio to yell at me.
Wait.
You entered the show.
You went in his air studio first.
Oh, I opened the door. That's
but
it.
The light was on.
So what?
That's right. Live.
Far away. They're way at the other end.
How perfectly
It's radio. Just keep talking. That's all. The door opens.
What the freak do you care if the freaking door
opens? You got people running around behind you waving their hands. You look at the camera. You keep talking.
I agree with both of that, but why did you walk in? It's not your studio.
Well, I was looking for my buddy.
Who's your buddy?
That was more important than his...
Steve Alfaro.
What was he doing in the room?
He was the producer. Of the show.
So you're going to interrupt him and talk to him while he was producing the
show? Well, I was up at JR. I had a break. I came downstairs to the seventh floor.
So it was convenient for you.
Well, I stuck my head in there and
he didn't have a
see
break.
Where Steve was going.
I'm defending. If you walk in quietly without like running in and making a scene,
you're far away,
a professional ought to be able to keep doing his show. Hell yes.
You're right. I agree with that. But why did you walk in? Alfaro wasn't on a break.
I thought Steve was in there. I forgot what I was bringing. I think I was bringing him a story.
Hey, look, he walked out on my show after one day. He walked out entirely and never came back.
Wait a second.
So walking in is a lot less...
Do tell.
The premise is absurd. Maz was bringing show prep to another another show.
That's how we know it's not true. He was probably asking him for something.
When I was employed on a radio, no one outworked me. Nobody outworked me. Nobody.
Let's all cede the floor to Brandon real quick.
Bullshit.
Brandon, go ahead and speak.
Work ethics overrated anyway.
Let Brandon speak.
No one outworked
you. Nobody.
Wait, you, okay.
Let Brandon speak first.
Back in the radio days, you would miss our show to go to a Pecoga Abbey softball game.
Maz, I will say you are a champion delegator.
I am not a champion delegator.
Should we call Marash?
I worked my way up to there.
I was the producer for the Drew and Mark show on 105.1. You were the producer for Matt Derry. And there were so many occasions where you'd walk in and say, "Hey, Bran, why don't you dump this down for me? And this is what I want." And I, when I could, I helped you out as much as I could. But you are a champion delegator.
I'll be damned.
You did the same to Marasso,
too. He's playing rank. You got rank over him. You could ask him to do that.
Right. And I was polite about it. I brought him lunch, probably.
That's the thing. You're polite about it, so people do it for you.
Brought him lunch, quid pro quo.
Listen, man, let me tell you something. I worked my ass off in radio. My ass. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been hired by all of those
old stations. Look at his face. Guy's turning
red.
Eli hired me because I was good at what I did.
And then you fired me.
Exactly.
First time it's ever happened, a producer fires the sportscaster.
Should we call Mitch?
So would you say you have a reputation for really almost overworking, driving yourself into the ground?
Yes.
Call Warren Pierce.
My reputation. Ask Warren. Go ahead. Call Warren.
What about Johnny in the morning?
Johnny, call Johnny anytime. Johnny wants to get the band back together.
Really?
He does.
Really? To this day?
To this day.
Yeah. Oh, wait, but it hasn't been like 15 years?
Yeah, about that.
On a show that didn't do terribly well?
I can't help it.
They had the hardest working man in radio.
Why would you get
the
show back together again?
Can't help that.
I never heard of the show, so I didn't.
What can I tell you?
It was here for a few years.
All right, yeah.
It was around.
I was doing the FM in the morning, and I did the AM at night. Who works? Who does that? Ooh.
I don't know if that shows a work ethic as much as someone who has a lot of time, someone who can be spread out around the various stations. Uh-huh. I mean,
I see.
If I had somebody very important, I would plunge them into one day part, not have them working two
shows. Well, you know what? I was in one day part at 105.1, and you guys had me come in a few different times.
You worked for Derry.
I did.
Yeah.
But I did the show prior to him. I helped out on Ryan and Rico.
Were there any problems with the length of your sportscasts ever?
Well, maybe just from you. Just from you.
You did 3.5 minutes on the midday. And the hourly updates, Eli, how long do you think an hourly update should be on a sports
90
station?
90 seconds, maybe.
Okay.
Exactly.
Three and a half, 4 minutes.
No.
Frequently.
That was because
frequently.
Everyone was talking with
and
me.
And we begged him.
Oh, the, yeah, right.
They, was, you know, the old, you know, hey, oh, what'd yeah, you say?
So you wrap it up.
They jumped in. Yeah.
No, we begged him to shorten them, but no.
Is it but no. 10 hours a day, isn't it? I put in work.
In fact, I heard that's why the whole station went down.
Yep,
they have.
It was all me.
Did you watch Golden State last night?
Yes.
What do you make of that team?
I make of that team, they are amazing, and it's amazing that they're better without, or at least as good without, the
are
best
they?
Big man shooter.
It seems like they might be.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
different better.
I think yeah, they...
One of them 6'11".
I think 27... 27-1 with him out of the lineup.
I think they're 30-1.
30-1 now.
Yeah.
They're not just they were always characterized as having a lot of finesse and 3-point shooting. They're tough, man. And Draymond Green is tough, and Steph Curry is tough. They're just
Steph Curry's the best player in the NBA.
I
bar
believe,
none.
Yeah. And he
you
accepted
think so?
Yeah, accepted Kevin Durant. He deferred to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant steps aside, and Steph Curry. I think he's just set a record for 36, averaging over 36 a game in a 4-game sweep.
Triple double for him and Draymond yesterday.
Don't forget they also lost to Marcus Cousins.
Yeah,
and Draymond is
he
so
did
amazing.
Anything for them.
Jonas Jerebko is part of the action.
Him.
Love Jonas.
I do too.
He was great here in town. He was really a great kid too.
And Bogut. Played well last night.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's serviceable.
Okay, still big.
But that team goes as Steph goes.
I still find it hard to believe that without Kevin Durant, you can be a better team, but it does seem that they might be. I don't know.
Well, they still have two of the greatest scorers in the game. Maybe Steph the greatest of all time, and Klay Thompson's a superstar.
Is Durant, is he just too much? Too much focus on him? Too many shots eaten up and exclusion of the other good players?
Yeah. Yes.
They win with him.
That's kind of what I thought, maybe. But they did. They did pretty well with him.
You can only touch the ball so many times. I mean, there's usage rates.
Yeah.
I don't think he can make them worse. And they were great before he got there, and they're great when he goes because they got three amazing players. They say you win a championship with three guys between Green, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry. What else do you need? They got some good role players too.
Eli, I was telling Drew this best backcourt in the NBA by far. Well, the second best backcourt has to be Portland, and look what they just did to that backcourt.
I know. We played it the other day when they beat him in the third game, and Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy saying, you know, Van Gundy says, it's okay to lose, but not to have your spirit broken. Mm-hmm. And then Mark Jackson said, and if I was a boxing trainer, I'd step in and I'd end the fight. Pretty strong words.
Yeah.
This is why always, and no knock on our local announcers, though I could for a long time, I will always watch the network broadcaster, the broadcast, if the Tigers or the Pistons are playing. So the guys actually with no allegiance can really say what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Because to watch the Tiger announcers make this team sound like they're still going to be good is really annoying at times.
By the way, I was at the Tiger game. No. Well, I went to a game last week.
The JV game
but
you went to.
Somebody sent me a video of the smoking area at Comerica. And it was this incredible line. It went all the way to one end and all the way back.
Wow.
And it was moving so slowly. And I'm thinking, why is that? And they have a metal detector. You have to go through a metal detector to come in from the smoking area. There were like 10,000 people in the stadium.
I was going to say, no wonder nobody's in the stands. They're all out there smoking.
I know. I remember.
We're smoking reefer.
I said, was there a big crowd at the game? And he said, no, not at all. Tiny crowd, but the smoking area is so slow because he said they had one guy at the metal detector and they had to take your, you know, your keys and your phone and run through, and you had to go through, and some people weren't making it through, and they didn't go back. And he said this, it just got fuller and fuller and fuller. And he said, I walked in there, and when you walked in, you were automatically in the back of the line, and the line started like right where you walk in. It's a long area. It's enclosed. I don't know why they need a metal detector.
I guess somebody could throw you a bomb that you could take back inside. I don't know.
I suppose. It seemed kind of silly to me. But anyway, this was on top of something else I'd noticed. Having gone, you know, sometimes I just show up in the second inning, not right on time. I've even shown up in the fifth inning. Well, I show up in the second inning, and the parking garage for my Champions Club seats.
Tom's Champions.
One of the entrances was closed. So I had to really go out of my way to find the other entrance, which I know where it was, and I knew how to get there, but it's a little tricky with some of the streets shut off and whatnot. I finally get there, and there's no attendant. And I'm like, what? And I see where you can charge a seat, and I'm like, oh, you can charge a seat in here now. That's interesting, because it used to be back in the day, when they occasionally would do that on opening day, they'd be like 50, and it'd be like, you had to get there early, or you, the seat that the parking you bought. You pre-bought the parking, you'd be fucked out of parking because people were paying to get in that lot. Anyway, I'm going, oh, they're taking money for the lot again. No wonder it was jam-packed in there, which it never should be when the crowd's light. So then I go up to walk over the crossover, the crosswalk, the overhead crosswalk to get in the suite. And the ticket takers are gone. The metal detector's gone. And I just kept, I walked in. I assume they just send them home after the first inning. I don't know, or at game time. It's really weird because they used to be there when, you know, when they were selling tickets. These guys would be there all game.
Who looked at your ticket?
Nobody took my ticket.
Wow.
No, excuse me. There was a guy in the suite area, but usually they did all that in front and just kind of walked into your seat. So, I mean, and there was nobody to take tickets at the in the parking lot. They usually used to have people at two entrances. Yeah. It just struck me as, oh, here we go. They're cutting.
I just thought they crapped on their fans by just putting an uncompetitive team on the field. Anytime anybody good shows up, you know they're going to trade them. I didn't think they were going to crap on their fans by not even being there to take your ticket.
Well, they also didn't have Jägermeister in the Champions Club. That was a little weird. That's never happened before either. I don't know. I just get the impression that they're just going real cheap, and I don't know how long they're doing it. But you guys were talking about a no filter. What have they gathered from all these trades, all these great assets they moved, some of whom are performing J.D. and Justin Verlander? Well,
here's what they've gotten. For Justin Wilson and Alex Avila, they got Candelaria, who was in the minor leagues, and Isaac Paredes, who is like the 90th prospect in the minors. They got Dawel Lugo, who's up here. Sergio Alcantara is in the minor leagues. Jose King, I don't know where he is. Daz Cameron, I read, who they got from the JV, is hitting 225 in the minors.
That's good.
Jake Rogers, Franklin Perez, Grayson Long. So
Franklin Perez, what's he doing? Isn't he the big guy in the Verlander trade?
He hasn't pitched yet, but he's been hurt.
Okay. So, well, we've had him for a year and a half. How long does it take these guys to come up?
This is 2 years because these trades all took place at the All-Star break.
Two-year mark.
Yeah.
Think somebody.
And who'd we trade to the Reds a couple of years ago quietly that have now?
Oh, the shortstop.
He's one of the leading.
Eduardo Sanchez.
He's one of the leading home run hitters and RBI guys.
I just have to wonder.
Who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
Anyway, Tigers are such a frustrating topic, but honestly, when all this stuff went down, and I just thought, you know, why do I have season tickets anymore? This is years away from.
And they call years since we call it the Champions Club. Also,
I hate
seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
I really hate being that guy going, "Oh, I'm getting rid of my season." No, it's just that you know I've been through 2 years of this, and I'm, you know, it's like, what am I going to do with the tickets? People always want them, you know, and it's nice to give away tickets, but I don't want to go to 25 games like I usually.
How about this question? Did they raise your prices this year? Because the lady in David Hall's suite the other day said she had dropped her season tickets because they raised the price this year.
Wow. I don't think they raised them, but they didn't lower them.
Didn't they give you some coasters or something? Didn't they send you some
stuff? They send something like that.
They give you the Christmas ornament,
get that. Glasses.
You know what I wanted to hear you talk about? Because you guys were talking about it. I think it's an interesting topic, is Juwan Howard to Michigan. Because I'm really getting a feeling from a lot of Michigan people that they're not so excited about that. The other thing that finds me intrigued is that all of a sudden, Chris Webber's talking. They're all talking, oh, it's got to be Juwan Howard. And
Jalen Rose is big time on it.
Jalen Rose, I get it. But first of all, Chris Webber, who gives a fuck what he thinks?
Yeah, shut up.
I'm still so pissed that he was a captain at a football game and Michigan fans cheered him like clapping seals because Jim Harbaugh said to. He's an asshole. He never apologized, did he?
No.
So who cares? He's never expressed any concern about the program. Why would anyone listen to him?
Well, Jalen says, okay, this ain't just no nostalgic. Oh, he was about Juwan. He was a member of the Fab Five, so let's give him a job. No. Then he says, let's make this a topic every day until it happens. What I just said was Ward Manuel, the athletic director, said he wants somebody with a track record as a head coach. Yep. Well, the guys with the track records have all said no. This guy Cooley from Providence said no.
Why
today.
Did he say no?
Billy Donovan, he did say no today.
He did say no today. Oh, Billy Donovan said no. Brand Stevens said no. And the thing
why
I
are
said
all these people saying no? By the way,
are they going cheap.
Well, because they're in the pros. Donovan's coach of OKC. He's coaches what? Russell Westbrook.
Why Cooley?
No.
Ed Cooley's at Providence. Providence.
Why would he say no?
I don't know. I don't know why he would say no, but he said no. Obviously,
that'd be at Providence.
Because they gave him a big contract extension at Providence so that he would say no.
Tom Crean will say yes.
But Tom Crean, that's the man's prediction.
Oh. Say yes. That's Harbaugh's brother-in-law.
And I still say they're getting here. Down the list now.
That would be the worst.
He'll be here.
Juwan Howard, of all the Fab Five guys, I mean, he seemed like a great guy. Yeah. Always did. Played in the league forever. I mean,
and he coached in the NBA. He was an assistant.
Honestly, they're all pretty good guys.
But he's never been out of a college game since 1994. And okay, here. So are kids going to sign with him because he played? You know, any 18-year-old. Was born 7 years after Juwan left Michigan. So maybe his dad would want him to play there, but it doesn't matter. Beeline was not a Michigan man.
No, it doesn't have to be a Michigan man. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
But, you know, so I think the nostalgia.
I just thought he was a good guy. I liked him. And I can't believe that for all his time in the NBA that a kid wouldn't go. I mean, he certainly has contacts. He certainly wouldn't understand what it takes to be a professional basketball player.
There's only two guys left, I think. There's Juwan Howard and Luke Yaklich.
It sounds like Juwan, though.
Well, probably so. But
much so that Xavier Simpson's dad tweeted.
What do you have
and
to say?
Since deleted. Sources tell me we're getting one of the Fab Five boys in Juwan Howard.
Okay,
and then deleted it.
Why are players? Oops. Why are players' dads tweeting? Isn't this the dumbest fucking thing?
Yes.
Who was it? Connor Cook's dad was a big Twitter guy.
Yeah. Daddy.
What did it? Did he have some racist tweets or something?
I think they were. He had some, I don't know. It's a good chance. I don't know what they were.
Let me look it up.
There's some bad tweets.
But that would would explain.
Most of them are bad.
To me, that would explain why Ed Cooley would withdraw his name or say no, because they already had somebody.
The reason I think Yaklich might get it, don't forget Steve Fisher was a relatively unknown assistant coach when Bill Frieder left.
I think you just like saying his name.
I like Yaklich. I think I'd be more than happy if he was.
You know what
coach?
I don't like about Yaklich? He's got two kids named Griffin and Taylor. I hate when parents give kids last names. I was at a pool a few summers ago, and some lady comes to the end, and there's three kids in the pool.
Was the Little League team there?
She goes, Madison, Campbell, and Parker. Time for lunch. I go, lady, give them a real name. Jesus.
Oh, by the way, remember, Mark, when I started popping off about college athletes having hyphenated names?
Yes.
It just seemed like they were everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's true. Athletes have more hyphenated names, and they are really on the rise in the NBA and in the NFL, but more in college football and basketball than they are in the pros.
I think it all started with Titus Young when he threw Junior on his name, and I think he was the first guy.
He was Titus Young Junior.
Yeah, the juniors. Yeah, it's
that's
like
when it all started.
Like they knock somebody up, and all of a sudden there's a junior on their back.
Yep, that's it.
Well, then how about
senior? Wasn't it Titus Young Senior?
Today, Junior.
He added senior.
Yeah, he added senior because he had a kid who named Titus Young.
You know what I hate more than hyphenated names?
What?
Names with apostrophes like Le'Veon and Deshaun and stuff like that. Get the damn apostrophe
that's
out of your first name.
I have no idea where name. It goes. I don't know
like a
which thing it is.
Show.
You have any kid in your class when you grew up with an apostrophe or a hyphen in his first name? No.
Just a lot of vowels in my neighborhood.
See, now we sound like old washed up radio guys like all the things were the
beginning. Okay, here's a story about Connor Cook's dad. Oh, it's people commenting on his Twitter. I don't know what the tweets are, honestly, but I guess some people are saying that his draft stock fell because of his father's bad tweets. What? I don't buy why would anyone? I don't believe that either. But why would anyone tweet because their kid is a college basketball player? Why would the father go, I think I need a Twitter account?
Can you picture the war room? We're going to draft. Don't draft him, man. His dad's got some really bad tweets out there. Okay, we'll take somebody else.
Was he tweeting about Connor and things around Connor, or is he just spousing his own opinion on stuff?
Well, it sounds like he's popping off about Obama. And
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
Look, I don't get
it. Sharpton.
I don't get it, but that has nothing to do with Connor Cook.
Defending Curt Schilling. No, it doesn't. I don't think his draft stock fell, but I don't. How stupid would you feel though? You're at the NFL combine, and somebody uncovers your dad's stupid tweets. Why is he? No one would follow him.
Dad,
look at LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball,
different story.
That's idiotic too. Yeah, that's one of the biggest idiots I've. That's got to be the biggest idiot parent I can even think of. I can't think of.
He's the leader. He's the champion.
He just blew
undefeated. Never lost.
He just blew millions of dollars of his kid's money on a shoe.
The whole shoe thing was ridiculous. Well, look at the Lakers. You got Magic saying Palinka backstabbed him. Palinka denies it. You got the female
hey,
owner.
Magic
you got
Johnson.
The LeBron
what
thing.
That
make, it's one thing after another.
Did you guys hear Magic yesterday, was yeah. it?
He was on. We were doing No Filter.
No, with Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it.
Magic Johnson
is irrelevant in this thing.
First of all, he apparently was really upset. He was. It sounded to me like he was trying to drown Rob Pelinka and just terminate him because he went on and on about how Rob Pelinka was telling people not only in the Laker family but all over the place, friends of his, because Magic said, I know a lot of people, so I was hearing from a lot of people, that Magic wasn't getting the job done. And Magic, this is the part of the story. I understood why he was upset, but he said, I told Jeannie Buss when I first got there that I gotta work on some other projects because I make more money on them than I do on this.
No.
And I thought, wait a second, you're telling him you're a part-time president? What, you can't do that.
You shouldn't have hired him then.
Right. But you can't take the job. You know what? I got these movie theaters, and those are my first priority, and I will do this, but I'll do it part-time. I mean, he really made it sound like he told her he was going to be part-time.
Then why would they hire him?
I don't know, because Jeannie Buss loves
that's
him.
On them.
Did you hear Palinka's no mea culpa the other day? It was incredibly. I love Magic. I love working with him. I'm really not aware of what he's talking about, but I look forward to, you know, seeing him again. It was one of the most just placid. You know, I have no idea really to talk. I admire. I was just with him 2 days ago. We had a great time together. Like totally out of the blue.
Yeah,
make no mistake, Magic Johnson. I will end you.
I have to wonder how long Rob Pelinka can survive Magic's attacks.
He's never run a team. He was an agent.
Yeah, I know.
Kobe's.
So we'll see.
You know what I'd like to hear from Rob Pelinka? He's a former Fab Fiver. He played the same team.
He was on
I want to know what he thinks of Juwan Howard coming as coach. We haven't seen him quoted yet.
I will say this about Juwan, though, and I was telling you this, Drew. The fact that the Timberwolves, another NBA team's interested in hiring him, bodes well.
Absolutely.
Well, they already hired Ryan Saunders, who finished the season 7-5.
That kid?
Yes.
He's 33 years old. He finished the season 7-25.
Why would Flip Saunders' kid get the job?
Because, I don't know, he was an assistant there.
Was a good Flip hired him?
I think Flip was part of the organization.
Flip is like, he's like a god in
Minnesota. He's a god in Minnesota. Right.
I know, I liked Flip. I'm just nepotism. Whatever.
Well, Beeline's kid is a coach. Patrick Beeline. We'll see if he makes a name for himself.
I would trust Beeline's kid to coach more than I would.
Flip was a great coach. Really he was.
Well, I don't know his kid. I don't know anything about him.
Flip was an offensive genius. The kid is obviously, you know, smart and I guess proved himself in some way, but Minnesota has never been very good. So
no, they haven't. Doing. Even with KG.
Right.
Let's see. Oh, did you guys talk about Ezekiel Elliott at all?
No, but he's in trouble again, right?
He got arrested again.
He did not get arrested. He was detained. He wasn't arrested,
but there's a video
was
of him.
Detained or detained?
He's in his girlfriend's face.
Yeah.
They're you know, kind of barking at each other. And then he sort of gets in front of her and blocks her way and is sort of right in her face. And then someone is like, hey, what's going on here?
I hear it. It's on.
And
is this the same one he beat
Brandon
before?
Has video.
Of course. Brandon's always quick at the video.
Is there a video of everything?
TMZ is everywhere.
Is there a camera running on me right? I mean, it's like.
Probably. There he goes.
Where is he? Where?
You're going to see him get to the parking attendant.
Which one is he?
Yeah, he's stopping his girlfriend. He's really getting just a little bit
physical. Yellow tank top on, right? That's
yeah.
him. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't look.
Nothing bad.
Look at that.
Nothing
he's
bad.
He's got to put his hands on her, though.
Nothing bad.
He was blocking her, too.
So what are they? They can't arrest him for that.
No, they didn't.
Now he's having something to eat. He looks ridiculous in his LeBron James
jersey. Okay, so then I think they've been talking to him like, hey, dude, you looked a little intense with that chick.
They're just talking.
So far, he's done nothing
wrong.
How could
this escalate into an arrest? Here, I don't get it. Is he drunk?
You're about to see. Do we have him?
But a little TMZ.
How long is this thing?
Too long.
Oh, there, this guy.
Oh,
this
is
guy.
It right in his face?
It's in this guy's face.
Oh, that's that. Oh, that. There you go.
He knocked that guy over.
That's handcuffable right there. That's handcuffable.
Yeah.
He leaned into him and knocked him over.
They didn't arrest him. But I got to tell you, I was more concerned with the way he was talking to his girlfriend.
I like your butt.
We didn't know. Butt. Oh, she's back.
Yeah, she's.
Is that a thong she has on?
Really tight shorts.
It's nice, though.
I don't know if you saw it, but he was sort of.
He didn't resist arrest.
He was stopping her from walking. He was sort of like nudged inside her, like, no, you listen to me. And he was really in her face.
Yeah.
It wasn't violent or anything, but this is a guy. He didn't have a spousal arrest. Or was he accused of beating up a girl, or was
he pulled a girl's shirt down or something like that on a parade route?
Pulled the shirt up.
Yeah, pulled the shirt up on a
route. Is that what he was suspended for?
Yeah.
Okay, well, being suspended for that, I would say that was not a good idea on his part.
Yeah. But, yeah.
That's not why he was handcuffed, but, I mean, he clearly knocked the guy over. But he also, the way he's talking to that girl, it's like, dude, what are you thinking about?
Right.
You already got in trouble for mistreating a woman once. What the fuck is wrong with you? So, I don't know, they'll probably do nothing, right? You weren't arrested.
I don't know. They're trying to come down on domestic violence, so I don't know. I don't know what they'll.
Well, it's a guy in a parking lot.
He didn't put his hands on her, though.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He did. Not in a he didn't punch her.
I didn't do it.
But she's walking, and he's stopping her from walking because he wants her to listen to him. He's kind of right in her face. It was, in my opinion, it was threatening.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
He wouldn't arrest him over it. The only reason it got my attention was because he's gotten in trouble for mistreating women before.
That wasn't what got him in trouble. What got him in trouble was pushing the guy over.
Right. But I was intrigued to see that he wants to be in this girl's face in public, walking out of an event with thousands of people around. I think that's stupid.
Anytime a guy gets arrested in public, I go, why are you there? Why would you do anything other than just mind your own business in public?
Well, if you can't control your temper, it's sort of like, remember when Bobby Cox assaulted his wife in the back seat of a car that another couple was in? It was like, you couldn't wait to be dropped off to assault your wife.
Yeah.
You had to assault her in the back seat of a car with another couple driving in the front seat. I mean, that was, well, you're out of control, Cox.
Well, I'm impressed.
Hello there, Bobby.
Cox. How is TMZ everywhere?
I don't know.
People just sell to them. They take anything.
Thousands of kids out.
If you're there with a phone, with a camera recording, you're part of TMZ.
Exactly. We're all TMZ.
We're all part of the TMZ army.
What's his name? Harvey. What's his name? Harvey?
Harvey.
Levin?
Levin.
Yeah. And Charles.
Charles, of course. And Kanye.
All right, so anything you want to mention about Thursday's No Filter Sports?
No, not really. I don't know. I got a bunch of stories lined up, but I don't have anything. Oh, the WNBA season starts Thursday.
Oh!
We were talking the other day about, because I mentioned a heavyweight championship fight. And I said, because Paige wants to talk about hockey. I don't want to talk about hockey all the time. I like hockey, but I don't want to get too deep in some out-of-town games. And I said, all the sports that are out there that we never talk about. We don't talk about women's. We don't talk about volleyball. We don't talk about World Cup skiing. We don't talk about MMA.
Women's softball's
Women's softball's going on, right. Yeah. Anyway, we'll update the playoffs, obviously. The Tigers will have played a few times. There's always good things.
Tigers, Marlins, two of the worst teams in the major leagues going at it at Comerica for three.
Two teams that are the Marlins are 95 runs in the red, and the Tigers are 89. They lead the major leagues in run differential.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Is that series starting?
Yes, tonight.
Oh, boy. All
right. It's a three-game interleague.
Who's using your Champions Club tickets for that?
I might make it down to one game.
He was asking Tom.
Yeah, he should be asking Tom.
Isn't it a shame when you got to give your tickets away the whole season longer than you can?
I tell you, I give away a lot of tickets. I'm giving away four tickets to a customer of his who Maz had a miscommunication with.
Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you and Gary played sales manager?
Yeah, Gary played sales manager.
Anyway,
there was a little confusion over it was a little which car the person
car was mismarked. It was mismarked.
All right, well, download No Filter Sports and check out Eli and Denny and Mr. Bob Page, who you heard on our show on Monday.
Yeah, I hear you kind of snuck up on him and had him on with us.
No, we didn't sneak up on him.
He was aware.
We talked. He just apparently, it's crazy. I don't think he knows our show all that well.
Oh, he is crazy.
Yeah. He got high marks, though. People enjoyed him.
He's funny. All right, you guys.
Eli, have a good one.
I'm available anytime you need me. I'm right here.
There's nobody that's going to work harder, I've heard.
Give me a call, man.
Your work ethic, man, I've admired it for years.
I'm right there for you.
Of course, you only work for me for half a day before you quit, but otherwise your work ethic is beyond reproach.
I'm here, man. You know my number.
Then that half a day when you worked, is that when Jacina scared you?
Yes, that was when Roberta Jacina scared me. Yes.
The boner line, Brandon? Go ahead.
Hey, man, I am totally Team Maz. That dude's awesome. That's the best day is Maz Day. I think a Maz t-shirt would be great.
Yeah. I feel like I have to stick up for Maz on something. And I don't always agree with Maz. I bought a car from Maz a year ago. And not only did he email me back promptly every time, when I went in to actually buy the car, he got me, of course, a nicer car than I originally wanted. But he fought hard to get it for me. My credit was not great at the time. And I'm not going to say my name because you'll just bleep it out. It'll just be a shout out.
That's right.
But I want to give Maz credit where credit is due.
Shit, yeah.
Give him his due!
Tom Mazaway weekly segment. He has to tell everybody his biggest lie he got caught in of the week. It'll probably be the best segment on the show.
Asshole.
There is no way Maz did not pound off the Joy Behar.
Hell, Sam.
I've listened to the best of his wheelhouse. There's no way he doesn't beat. Doesn't beat off Joy Behar.
Pound salt. Banging is great.
Wednesday show really sucks, you know, with Maz on there. Then
you butt out.
I'm going to have to start listening to Dennis Rodman podcast or David Lee Roth podcast on Wednesday.
Damn it.
Hey, I'm calling in to complain about Maz.
I'll fuck you up.
Now, usually I'm a huge Maz supporter. I call in. I give him props. I agree with them. I think that guy sounds like Reggie Miller, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
But him derailing the show for fucking 10 minutes to talk about that stupid movie with the kid falling through the ice and freezing and then train coming back.
Yeah.
Holy shit. The worst 10 minutes ever on the show.
That's bullshit.
This one's for Tom. Tom, you're killing me, Maz. You say you don't like Adam Sandler. You've never seen his best movies. You rate him off grown-ups. Like, just stop. I know to never take any movie advice from you. Ever in life.
Don't ask me.
On the last podcast, you were just talking about how strong your Mondays are, but then they get to Tuesday. Maz.
I'm a racist.
I'm a racist.
Thanks. That's
great. Boy.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, they started off really strong.
They did, but petered out as usual.
Jeez.
Petered out.
I noticed that that a couple of our shows, the downloads are a little squirrely the last week or so. And so I'm like, oh, you know, at least our show's doing well. Look at our show. Hey, wait a second. Our downloads are down too. And so I immediately texted Mark to ask, is that kind of a seasonal thing? Because we do have months that are higher and months that are lower. And I don't really know the answer. I think Jason did say that this is a weird time of year.
Really?
So, well, but to see all four shows doing less one week than the next, and we had,
except
we had
the first full week of this month is still higher than the first full week of last month.
It is?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Wheels was definitely helping us because we had 182,000 on a Monday. Mm-hmm. I figure that
Mondays are that's the first day of the week is our best downloaded one
because they miss you
with the skeleton crew.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
why don't you just pat yourself on the back?
Your Tuesdays are the worst, by the way.
I figured.
I don't know. I honestly didn't.
No, Tuesday's okay. There's really no rhyme or reason. There was a while when the second show of the week, the Monday show, was really strong. The recorded Monday for Tuesday. It's the Sunday show that people listen to on Monday.
Yeah, I think you listen to how much you can, and then at the end of the weekend, then you just start fresh again. Maybe the beginning of the week.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So you don't make
I also think that, what do I think?
I think a lot of things. Lots of stuff.
Oh, as far as the Wheels show, you know what's the problem is? I should never have gone on Radio Buzzboard because when I
I know.
Are you going to go back?
Yes, he will.
Are you addicted to
Radio Buzzboard? No, I don't. I don't go there about every 6 months or so, and just to make sure people still hate me.
Yeah, wait a few months. Wait a few months.
And just to make sure there's still a few people that hate me. If no one hates you, by the way, you're not doing anything.
It's not a good thing.
You're not doing anything. So it makes me very confident that I'm still garnering complaints. Although,
sweet.
You know, the problem is when you've been in a business for a long time, and I hear about all my contemporaries like, I've been phoning it in. All my has been. I love the term has been. Mike Clark used to love the term belly up.
Belly up.
His career is belly up.
Bloop. You know, it's a bloop, bloop.
But I was thinking, I was, because I listened to the podcast on LLZ, and it is a little bit all over the place. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, because they're editing it, I find that maybe I want to pick that because it's a little inside to the podcast people. I don't know if the terrestrial people will get. There is stuff that terrestrial people would get. And then I wondered if maybe it would be better to run a whole show.
Oh.
Like the two best shows of the week on Saturday.
I got a great idea for you.
I shouldn't have read the buzzboard shit.
I got a great idea for you. Why don't you let Zoov's cut it up?
Oh, you don't think I've had
there's
that
Tom
idea?
There's Tom making a deal again.
Delegate.
Well, you need someone that knows.
Why don't you cut it up?
Believe me.
Oh, because you don't listen. That's why.
Well, this has been discussed because the person cutting it up did not know what words to bleep.
That was
they were
the big
bleeping
issue early,
words yeah. that don't need to be bleeped, and so I was losing my mind.
And then let one
because
slip.
The first week.
What's
yeah,
slip?
And then one slipped.
Crazy. No, we don't know.
What slipped?
Nothing slipped.
Okay.
Well, Bill like O'Reilly this, like this drop. Slipped. This drop got bleeped.
I would just like to say, the two of you, get it on.
Get it on was bleeped.
Well, huh. It's an accident.
It made me think that
it's an
maybe
accident.
When,
no, you have to go in and actually edit yeah, it and bleep it.
I thought made me think somebody maybe who knew a little more about the show or a little bit about morning radio.
This got bleeped, too.
Does grass make you horny?
Horny. Part. Horny got bleeped.
Really?
Yes.
But grass is okay. Yeah.
Well, grass is okay. I mean, there's nothing. We've played that drop a million times on Riff.
I know. I just am going through that person's thought.
Did it sound okay bleeped? Did it sound like, you know? Maybe
no, it doesn't. You know what? The problem is that our audience knows those drops so well. They're going, why are they bleeping that?
Just edit it out if you're going to have to bleep them.
I had people complaining to me that they're so PC over there. What's going on? I'm like, no, they're not that PC.
It's one person.
No. But it, I listened to some.
One person listening to this right now going, fuck those guys.
I know.
Fuck those guys.
Probably four or five.
Sorry. No. Sorry. No.
Love you.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I buy the time over there, so I really should have more say in what goes on.
If I'm not mistaken, I think perhaps Mitch might buy his time now on JR, to be honest with you. I think those hours.
Wait, what are you trying to say, Maz?
Well, I'm just saying.
That I could have bought the time?
Well, just
no, I do not buy the time on WLZ. I will never buy time on a radio station.
That's not why I brought it up. I just brought it up.
I think Tom's saying if you want to be on WJR, too, you can buy time over there.
Over there.
You could.
I'd be all over
okay,
the dial.
Okay, Mitch. See you around.
You buy know, time could, on every station at the same
be
time.
I like six stations on Saturday morning.
At the same exact time.
But he's been on for what?
Combine the ratings.
23 years now. So he's doing pretty good.
How do you know how many years he's been on?
I know when he started. I started with him.
The thing I heard about
is. You're counting, though.
There's an
you actually did the math.
Well, 96. January of 96.
I don't know. Sounds like you're following his career pretty closely.
Hey, were you on a show when it was on TV?
Yeah.
You were?
I told you that already. Brian Williams and me had a little go. We went at it.
What?
Hey, well, you didn't.
I've got to find you the VCR.
Sounds like a Williams-y lie.
I got to find. No. God's honest truth. I was on doing the sportscast, and then out of my sportscast, Mitch would go to Brian Williams. Brian Williams asked Mitch, where'd you get that guy? Off the cast of The Sopranos? Because I had the shirt on, and like my white T-shirt was hanging out of the bottom of my sleeve.
So you guys went at it?
Not went at it, but that's what he said. And then I talked to him like,
"Well, say, Tom, get over here."
We would
now your best friends.
Yeah, me and Brian go way back.
Did you talk back to Brian Williams?
I did.
You did.
I did. Really? I'm trying to remember what I said to him. Like, not everyone can look like 007, or where'd you get those suits?
Why don't you suck my dick?
No, I didn't say that. I like Brian Williams.
No, I know your best friend.
A handsome man with a beautiful soul.
I'll find it for you.
And a nicer penis.
I'm very curious to see it.
I mean,
now that we've got you locked in on what happened, I want to see it.
I will. I'll find it for you. I know I have it at home. It's on a, what do you call it, a VCR tape.
Yeah, VHS.
VHS. VCR tape.
Could you get it converted for us?
I will.
Okay.
I'll get it. Well, you guys can do it. Brandon can do anything.
Yeah, there you go. Delegate.
What do you mean Brandon can do
it? I'll take it to Walmart.
Brandon does not need any additional work.
It's funny, Brandon. Now that you pointed this out, let's start counting all his delegations.
Zoof, can you do it?
My God.
Like three, and there's another one.
Yes, Zoof's to do it.
Zoof's will do it. The hell do I know?
I can't believe that guy. That guy actually, do you think he really thought that I bought the time on LLZ?
Yeah, but you know why?
Wait, 6 hours a week?
Because every hour at that mornings. Weekend is always bought, so that's why you assume that.
Yeah,
that's quite a fall.
Is it so bad to buy you time? At least you're on the air doing something.
If it's for your business or something like that, no.
Right.
But I mean,
if you have people,
for someone who is allegedly talent to buy time, I think it's a little. It's not something I want to hear. If it's someone I like, I don't want to hear that they're buying time. I'd prefer they were hired.
Then it's
it would
an
make
ad.
Me feel better.
I understand, but you know, if you want to be on and keep your voice out there, there are people that do
Maz,
that.
Sounds like you're buying
are
time.
Are you saying that Maz is being defensive on behalf of Mitch Albom right now?
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that.
No, you're saying that if you want to be relevant and be on it.
Well, you and Rick
buying
by an
time,
hour.
I'm not sure how relevant you are.
You and Rick can buy an hour on WJR.
You probably don't have great ratings if you're buying the time.
Probably not.
Because otherwise they would pay you because they don't want you to leave. Just saying. Aretha Franklin story on Channel 4. I want to know anything I can find out about this written will.
Not just Channel 4, Inside Edition.
Oh.
Franklin died in August. It was believed she left behind no will, leaving to some confusion, primarily who would inherit her estimated $80 million fortune. Now, three handwritten wills have been discovered, but are they legally sound? Our Stephen Fabian has more.
Good luck reading them. Whoa!
It's the late Aretha Franklin's just-discovered handwritten
Nobody gets
last will
I just
testament.
Took off.
The Queen of Soul apparently hid three separate wills inside her home in Detroit. One was found under a sofa cushion. The other two were found in a locked cabinet. But are the wills legal?
Can you pause
legal?
On that last one? I don't think that page was in the paper. I want to see what's written there.
Physical, wait, at P-H-Y-S-I-E-D.
With the exception of Hab.
Blood pressure.
High blood pressure.
Which is spelled wrong.
And a mass on the pancreas.
Oh, that was added. That's a different pen that was added. Diabetes.
Dictates A10 number be returned to normal. I revoke two.
Handwritten wills.
Oh, okay. Oh, she revokes
yeah,
the two handwritten wills.
Both of them.
Both of them to be no good.
Well, this is the real one then.
Both of them to be no good.
The real deal.
And no underline. Good. You mean.
Revoke and both are underlined too.
I declare both of them are no good. As are the people in them, they're no good, so they're getting nothing good.
It looks like one was written in 1972.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, 72, 73 really? Ish.
Okay.
Jump forward here.
Alrighty. Oh, all right.
The will and testament. The queen.
Wait. Balls hanging. Can you slow mo it?
That's where we were. Oh.
If you just go a little bit ahead, it shows it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, right there.
They're both going to be no good. My sisters, Irma, Carolyn, and Cam something. Brothers, Cecil and Vaughn have passed. What, does she have to tell the world that two people, the reason they're not in is because they passed?
Top of mind.
Brother and mother.
My wishes or would be, in the event of my demise, that all of my property. And
something.
Stops because I can't read it.
I'll just play the story. If there's anything crazy, they'll
now,
tell us.
Three handwritten wills have been discovered, but are they legally sound? Our Stephen Fabian has
more. Only the last one! First two are no good!
It's the late Aretha Franklin's just-discovered handwritten last will and testament. The Queen of Soul apparently hid three separate wills inside her
First
home
two's
in
no good.
One was found under a sofa cushion. The other two were found in a locked cabinet. But are the wills legal? Can a handwritten will like this one actually be valid?
Yes, it absolutely can be. In every situation, it depends on the state
But in Michigan, where Aretha Franklin passed, a handwritten will can absolutely be admitted to probate. If it is written in her handwriting, she dates it and she signs it.
This will is dated June 21st, 2010. It begins, "To whom it may concern, being of sound mind and physical health, with the exception of high blood pressure, a mass on the pancreas, diabetes." 4 years later, she updated the will, declaring furs and jewelry to be equally distributed and passed on to my granddaughters, Victory and Gracie, and any other granddaughter at the time of my demise. Victory spoke at her grandmother's funeral 9 months ago.
"I remember when I was a kid, people used to always ask me, what does it feel like to be Aretha Franklin's granddaughter? And I'd always shrug my shoulders and go, I don't know, it's just my grandma."
You got that wrong.
Aretha,
grandma's the queen of soul.
Her sons and grandchildren.
No equal distribution for you.
She also left her three homes to her four sons. The legendary singer requested that her gowns be auctioned at Sotheby's or donated to the Smithsonian Museum.
The handwritten wills have been shared with Franklin's four sons. A statement from the singer's estate says two of her sons have objections to them.
Objections still to come. Yeah, you can object all you want. You're not getting shit.
Remember when you talk bad to your mom?
Yeah. What you want, baby,
I got. Yeah. What you need. I like the way they describe this.
R-E-S-P-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me.
R-E-S-T-E-C-P.
Nice ruining an awesome song.
The document shows the singer did give extensive thought to her financial matters. Hey, extensive. Albeit in her own idiosyncratic, sometimes haphazard way. At times.
That is the most polite way to write.
At times affectionate, at times catty. You're a peek into Franklin's carefully secluded private world. One document. Franklin clearly attempted to be fair to her four sons. While assorted details changed between 2010 and 2014, she seemed intent that the sons, Clarence, Edward, Teddy, and Keycalf, are treated equitably.
Keycamp?
No. She frequently writes that particular assets to be evenly distributed among the latter three, while detailed provisions are outlined for son Clarence, who has special needs.
Oh.
In 2014, Franklin wrote that her song copyrights and her stake in the pending MGM film about her life should go to her sons, who also receive her gold records and awards.
Ooh. Nice.
Property, including her piano records and CD, were earmarked for her sons and her grandchildren, while funds from several bank accounts would be split evenly among various family members, including nieces and a cousin. In 2010, she wrote that
jewelry, furs, fine jewelry, things, music, art, copyrights belong to my estate to be equally divided by children.
She also designated 50 grand in the 2014 will for her sister, half sister in Memphis, Carl Elon Kelly. Carl, her half-sister, born in 1940, is the daughter of Rev. C.L. Franklin.
We have different mothers,
Aretha Franklin noted in the document. Did she need to say that?
We have different mothers.
Well, she's of sound mind. She's letting you know.
That's just Aretha, man.
Did
you see that part two where she, Warner Brothers, had an account of deferred royalties because she didn't want it all at once?
Yeah.
That's pretty smart of her.
100 grand a year, yeah. I agree.
I mean, I'd rather have it all and invest it, but, you know.
She names Edward.
Or blow it at the track.
Edward Jordan Sr. is the father of her eldest son, Clarence, born when she was 12. So Edward Jordan Sr. is the guy who slept with Aretha Franklin when she was 12.
Ooh.
Jordan was already publicly known as the father of the singer's second son, Edward Franklin, born 2 years later when she was 14.
Jesus.
Clarence's father has typically been cited by biographers and others as a schoolmate named Donald Burke. Oh, so Donald Burke gets pinned with this for sleeping with a 12-year-old when it was this other guy? Why is she protecting one guy and nailing another guy?
Huh. It's not you, Burke.
2010, Franklin declares Jordan is to never receive or handle any money or property belonging to Clarence.
I can listen to her talk all day.
Okay, so Edward Jordan Sr. is alive? Can you check?
I guess.
Yeah,
there's no way. Well,
if he's never to receive or handle any property or money belonging to Clarence.
Well, he could. I mean, is this the 2010 one? He could be dead by now. What's the name
of it? Yeah, it could be. Edward Jordan Sr.
I'm sure he's happy about this.
He has never made any contribution to his welfare, future, or past. Never! For emphasis. Underlying never for emphasis. Underline never! Franklin takes jabs at various lawyers and other professionals who worked for her. They include Southfield County. She claims, cost me roughly $90,000, but that reminded me I'd only paid partial taxes for the year 2008. In the 2010 will, she describes one lawyer as my primary but grossly inefficient attorney. That's pretty funny.
There's so many Edward Jordan.
Well,
most of them are obits, too.
We'll check out father of Aretha's son. Let me see. Maybe that will come up. I don't know. I just think it's interesting that she names him. And it's been suggested that he was the father, but
yeah,
you know, could they do something about that? And could they charge this guy?
You are not the father.
I don't know. It's a great question.
Well, I mean, if we know this, because I don't think he was on the birth certificate.
People are really surprised at this that didn't know that she got knocked up when she was 12.
Oh, yeah. That's been...
No, I know, but a lot of people don't know that.
Inside Aretha's friend, complicated.
So how old is her son now?
Well...
Oh, well, she was 12 and she died at 76, so he's probably 65? Mm-hmm. Or are you thinking it was a Jim Price Jr. situation?
It does. 65? Like, I don't know why. Just
like playing Little League baseball.
I don't know how old he was. See what he was doing. Check up on him
she
a little.
He was 12, so he's almost as old as her.
Price Jr.
I wonder if this guy's alive. I think he ought to be charged.
I just don't know.
Bastard.
He's probably been hiding out.
Yeah, this story here. The father was reportedly a boy she knew from school named Donald Burke. That's nice. Well, the name Edward Jordan is the father of the 14-year-old, so why is she protecting him from knocking her up when she's 12?
Because that's
14!
Then it's okay.
Both children were given Franklin's maiden name.
I can't find anything.
Prick. Yeah, he'd be in his 80s, I bet. He's probably dead.
Well, that's the thing. How old was he when she was 12?
Oh, he was older.
Yeah, but by how much?
I think of significantly,
I mean, he was
if I remember correctly.
At that time.
Oh, he's a reverend. Yeah. Well, they described Cecil Franklin's flock. There was a lot of crazy stuff going on in that church.
Yeah, but it gave us Aretha, so cool.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys notice the golf tournament over the weekend? You know, what's his name? Kepka?
Brooks
Kepka.
Brooks Kepka. Mm-hmm.
That his wife came in for a kiss a couple times and was denied.
Yeah. Earned her.
Did she look pretty pissed?
She was majorly pissed.
She looked pretty steamed, I thought.
She was like, how dare you embarrass me? That kind of pissed.
So Maz and I were talking about this. Maz goes, I heard that she's a Playboy. She was a Playboy model?
Jenna
so
Sims.
Maz was assigned bringing her pictures up, and I'd give you a C on that.
That's
assignment.
What? Why?
There was no nude pictures. She was
some good ones.
Your turn, Brandon.
Oh,
then you asked for Brooks Koepka.
Oh, look at her.
I showed
no,
you that one.
I did not
one.
Ask for Brooks Koepka.
I showed you that one. You
she's
didn't
not
like those.
Nude.
You did not. See, he wants complete
was
nudity.
Was she ever nude in Playboy? A Playboy model is not in clothes or
maybe,
bikinis.
Maybe
a Playboy
she had the
model
internet scrubbed.
Nude.
No, I don't know. Are you sure she was in there?
What's that third one from xvideos.com? Go up.
Her.
Oh, there she is.
That's her? Is that her?
What is that?
Wow, why didn't they get her head in the shot?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Good job, Brandon.
So,
A+.
Anyway, Maz then reveals to me that Brett Koepka is better looking than her. Brooks Koepka.
What?
Sorry. Yeah. And he starts showing me pictures of Brooks Koepka. Apparently,
he's a stud.
When Barbara Streisand doesn't do it, he brings in Brooks Koepka for relief, for short relief.
What are you talking about?
Maz, you think this guy is so hot. I've never heard a guy talk
the way Drew put it was
excitedly about how hot
his wife is. So hot. I'm like, she's okay.
That guy? You think that guy's handsome?
Maz thinks he's really hot.
I said he's better looking than her. That's how I put it.
You'd rather have,
Drew's
sex,
me
you'd rather have sex with that guy than his girlfriend.
Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
Well, how is he better looking than her?
If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
Are you backing off that comment? Say,
I think he's just as good looking as her.
You said better. I don't think he's as good looking either.
He's all yours.
I think they're a perfect couple. They're a perfect couple.
I'll type it in for you.
Except he won't kiss her.
How about a Twitter poll? Who's hotter?
Yeah, Brett Koepka.
Brooks Koepka or Jenna Sims.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Oh, there he is. Maz brought that picture up, too. I'm going to agree with him when I see the dude in a thong.
I was joking with you. That's not even him.
It's not?
No.
Well, you brought that picture up. Why am I looking at it
Because
again?
I was making you laugh.
Wait a second. It says it's him.
No, but it's not him.
How do you know?
No. There's no way that's
you're
him.
You're such an expert on Brooks Koepka's ass.
he'd be posing like that.
How do you know what Brooks Koepka looks like in a thong so well?
I don't, but he was going to be in the ESPN Body magazine, but the magazine's canceled.
Because every night when he closes his eyes, he sees it.
Then I started showing him pictures of Greg Norman posing nude in the Body magazine.
By the way,
Gary Player.
Body magazine, was that not the biggest mistake in the history of photography?
Yes.
Because Gary Player swinging a golf club nude. Gary Player, he was like 75 at the time.
Bring
what
those
the
up.
Hell
yeah, I know.
Was that?
Bring up Greg Norman.
No, I'd rather.
No, we don't want to see nude golfers anymore.
There were
anymore.
A couple Body magazines that were really good.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Who?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Who?
I'll show you.
Prince Fielders.
They're playing sports and they're nude. They look ridiculous. It's bad nude.
It is bad nude.
Gary Player swinging the golf club. I want to know who made that decision. I hope they're not in photography anymore.
Which
or magazine editing. That was the dumbest
thing. Allie Reisman's were great.
Oh, yeah. She's
hot. But I'd rather just see her nude. Why don't I see her like
upside down nude.
Kicking
Adam Rippon.
Adam Rippon. What do you think about him, Tom? Oh, wait. Who is that girl?
Which one?
Yeah, keep going down on the right. Down.
Who's that dude?
Down. Right there.
This Who's one?
That?
This is Danielle.
Who the hell is that?
They had to find
a tennis player. They had to find somebody really hot who's not very good at sports.
She's tennis. She's pretty good.
She looks like she's taking a dump. She's
like
crouching.
A-Rod?
Why? Yeah. She posing for a...
I can't believe A-Rod.
Oh, boof.
Amanda Bingson.
You like
she's swinging a shot put or a
hammer throw?
Hammer throw? Yeah. I don't want to see some girl doing the hammer throw nude.
No, I don't want to see him do it close.
Seinfeld's when his girlfriend was always naked.
Yeah,
he's like, wait, it's too much.
Who is that? Who is that putting up a basketball shot with his hand over his penis? What the fuck is that? That's
sorry,
ridiculous.
Stoudemire. Remember Prince Fielders?
Yes, gross.
It's Prince.
I don't want to swing a baseball bat nude. I don't want anyone else doing it either. It's ridiculous. How can anyone like that? Oh, I can't wait for the Body issue.
Tom,
don't bring it up to me.
Well, you're the one that said
it. Did.
You thought, joking you with him. Gary Player was attractive.
I thought it was hilarious. I was just bringing him up. I'm like, here he is, and showing him wrong pictures and stuff. I thought it was funny. Obviously, it was wrong.
I think you should apologize.
This was the one I remember.
I started the day off on the wrong foot.
Allie Reisman. Nice.
You mean here or at home?
Well, I don't want to see her flying through the air nude. I want to see her just sitting nude.
I know, but...
Or standing nude.
What is that weird squat?
Not going to be nude.
I know. That just bums me out.
This right here?
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, seriously, that...
Didn't Danica Patrick do it as well?
Yeah, great. Not hot.
You don't like Danica Patrick?
Not really.
Okay.
You do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Heh.
Is she good enough for Aaron? look at the one on the look at this picture of Danica Patrick. Drew.
This one?
Yes.
What the? Oh my God!
I guess that's Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah, he's hung.
Aaron Rodgers is hung. And he puts it in her butt. That's great.
Wow. She did porn. There she is. Too.
Wow.
No, it's so fun. Anytime you throw nude in, there's so many crazy fakes out there. Look at this one.
I can see you doing that.
Oh boy. Gross. Oh boy. Yeah, boy. you guys hear about Johnny Depp?
Oh, yeah. Well, what? Which one?
Yeah, what now?
He's now claiming that Amber Heard was throwing bottles at him, and she severed his finger.
And gave him MRSA.
Yeah, three times when he was recovering from the severed finger.
Now, let's say this happened. The MRSA is still on him, right? I mean, she didn't give him MRSA.
He was implying that the recovery, there was such a risk for infection that he got sick three times. Why is he so determined to get her back? Why didn't he do this when they divorced?
Because he's an asshole.
Why didn't he fight then?
Because he waited till she filed the lawsuit, and this is his way of fighting back. He also said that she...
donated the money to charity, by the way. She got nothing out of the money she got from that marriage.
But it's
nothing.
That's how he sees it.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her.
Well, I did not.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi.
It hurt her career, his career, badly. And honestly...
He hurt himself, too.
She's not the only one. The video that she got, he looks completely insane.
The wine one, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a nutcase. He's drunk at 9 in the morning.
He's pouring himself the biggest glass of wine I think I've seen anybody ever drink. But he didn't. Here he was explaining that he's not a woman beater. Here he is.
I'm not really no woman beater type of dude. Now, I will lay my goon hand down. If I have to keep going over the same thing over and over again, I am going to pull it on back for a comb her head. You know what I mean?
That's Johnny Depp. Talking about
comb her head.
He just is he's so out of control. The Rolling Stone article told us everything we needed to know. He's nuts. He's partying round the clock. He lives in the darkness and sleeps in the daylight.
He reanimates.
Yes, he reanimates.
Likes to make you watch
a video.
He comes
out of the bathroom with lots of energy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cranks the TV up to 99. What kind of a monster does that?
On the celebrity front, Jada Pinkett Smith
comes out to say. The story is not a story.
No, it's, well, except that she's revealing that she may have been addicted to porn.
I don't believe it.
She says on her podcast with her daughter and her mom there.
Why
would you do that? I mean, I don't want to listen to the show any more than I would have normally.
What did her mom say? They start comparing notes, what porn they like?
I don't know.
Mom, daughter, and granddaughter.
I haven't listened to it, but it had to be those awkward things.
Here's a clip from it. They're talking about what they go to.
Pornhub, XTube, YouPorn, RedTube, Panty Jobs, Homegrown Simpson stuff.
Jessica Alba revealing that she stopped eating in her 20s so she could lose her voluptuous body. Now, first of all, I never thought she had a voluptuous body.
Well, that's because you saw her after that at work.
I know, but I mean, she's very thin. She's very.
Didn't she claim she did it because she didn't want men to?
Yeah, to prey on her.
That worked.
Well, then why is she in movies wearing almost nothing? I mean, shut up.
I don't know.
She's hot.
Just shut up. No, I agree. She's hot.
Her not eating did not work. It's exactly. She's right on.
She was never voluptuous. Did you think of her as voluptuous?
No, never. Is that real?
Yeah.
That's Jessica Alba?
Yeah, these are the paparazzi ones.
That's really real?
Any other ones?
That's real.
Wow.
I mean, she looks good, but I still wouldn't call her voluptuous. She looks great. I mean, jeez.
That's fake. You know, I've always thought Ariana Grande looks a lot like Alba.
Really?
And that's part of her allure. That's like why a lot of people like her.
Alba's better.
Alba's way better.
Yeah, I think Alba's prettier.
That can't be real.
Let me see. Hold on.
Jessica Alba's hot tits. That's what it's titled.
Why is she walking around nude on the
beach?
That's
what I mean. That's why
it's a nude.
She doesn't want people preying on her, then she shouldn't be walking around nude.
I don't think you're supposed to be walking around with phones either, taking pictures on the nude beach.
I don't know. They could be fake. Never
I know. It's like 50 people with their phones out. Jessica Alba just walks by.
Hey, Jessica, can we just get this shot here?
Adobe self-flare.
Do you guys remember Chris Soules from The Bachelor?
Yeah. The
Iowa
drunk
farmer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hits some guy drunk, and the guy goes into a ditch. His tractor fell over on him. He calls 911. He doesn't know how to give CPR. He's talking to 911, and when the emergency people are about to arrive, he bolts. He takes off in his truck, goes home, locks himself in his house.
Sobers up.
Refuses to answer the door. They get a search warrant, and they get in. I think it was 5 hours later or something, and, of course, his blood alcohol level is like 0.03, So they, I don't, did they give him a drunk driving? I don't think they did.
Well, what do they charge him with? Just
leaving the scene of an accident.
Oh, okay. Because he did sober up, right?
Yeah, he sobered up while he's DUI.
But that's absurd. You
think his lawyer told him, hey, get the hell out
of
here?
That was a good
move. No, he probably told him to stay in the house.
Yeah, because they did find alcoholic beverages and containers at the time of the crash.
Yeah, in his car, in his vehicle.
It doesn't mean he drank them to that day. Maybe he was going to the store to return them.
Correct.
So get used to it, because that's my main move.
The guy died.
Yeah.
And he's finally about to be sentenced, and he may get nothing, or he may get up to 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, I always thought when you were drunk and you hit, and he but, left but they the can't scene prove of it. The accident.
They can't prove it.
But what would he have gotten if he stayed there? That? Just lock yourself up somewhere, and
what would he have gotten if he had stayed there and they got the blood out and he blew? Level. He was drunk.
He probably would have gotten more. He would have gotten drunk driving.
Wow.
Vehicular manslaughter with drunk driving. I don't know. It was a big weasel move, and it seems like it worked out for him.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous because he was the bachelor. Everybody loved him. Oh, they crooned over him for months.
I want to know what happened to his fiance.
Oh, they broke up like 4 days after the show.
Oh.
That's what happened to 98% of these people.
She looks so happy.
God, Iowa, this once is you got so that, boring.
Once you got that Neil Lane ring, you want the hell out of there.
Man,
hello,
determined
Iowa!
For Neil Lane to get his plugs.
Yeah. Why don't you ask Neil for a free ring?
I'd like that.
Delegate it.
Okay, there was a story earlier today about the Providence basketball coach, and he was supposedly a candidate. I guess he's decided not to take the job.
Yeah, he got a raise from Providence, and so he's staying there.
So there was this crazy Twitter post from this girl who says, my mother just reminded me, I literally have the words heart and soul in Ed Cooley's handwriting tattooed on my body.
She does not sound like that.
Why?
She's very sweet.
I get her.
Well, but... So if he goes to Michigan, who cares? He
still
the slogan still works. Anyway, I couldn't figure out why is this chick, which is wearing a Fab Five shirt in the picture.
Yeah.
So that seems like this works.
So confused.
Anyway, we got her phone number. I thought it was weird that a girl, Courtney, well, maybe this is a progressive move, a young lady who loves basketball so much she has the coach's slogan tattooed on her.
It's Ed Cooley. It's Providence.
I didn't realize there were Providence basketball fans who were that into
That's
it.
That's kind of my point.
Not to mention it, you know, female.
Don't you remember the Ernie DiGregorio days?
Oh, yeah, and Marvin Barnes. Yeah. Bad News Marvin Barnes. Ernie DiGregorio was incredible.
He was.
Wasn't Patino there?
God, he was fun to watch.
Yeah. Patino had a good run.
Patino was a player then, wasn't he? When Ernie D was there? Oh, was he the coach then?
No.
I don't think so.
He was in the early 70s.
Yeah. That's the way I remembered it. Didn't Patino play there? Did he play college basketball? I think he did. Come on, Courtney.
I do know she's at work.
What?
Hi, this is Courtney. You can't take your call right now, but if you leave a message, I'll call you back. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, Courtney, we're going to call you about your tattoo. It's the Drew and Mike Show, 248 number. If you get this real soon, give us a holler back. Thank you. And you get to keep your coach.
Patino went to UMass.
Okay.
And when he coached at Providence, Billy Donovan
was his player, guy. Yeah. Was his prodigy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So,
they made it to the Final Four in 87.
Watching the Bachelor last night.
Bachelorette.
Oh, there was huge controversy because they have this. Okay, first of all, they've just barely met this chick, and they go out to a club where the guys are given all these props and stuff, and they're supposed to do a little performance.
God.
And this one guy.
There were drag queens, obviously, there as well.
Yeah, they all come out in Speedos, robes and Speedos, and they take the robe off, and they're all incredibly buff.
Of course.
And this one guy who's the most buff. The second round, like one guy plays guitar, sings a song, one guy plays a trump. I mean, it's just dumb. And then the one guy comes out and says that, should we watch that?
Sure, how far?
Okay. Just, Maz, can you help me out here?
Yeah.
It's probably 7 or 8 minutes in.
He wrote it down, the time.
It's right in
the beginning. That was the second part. That was when the date was interrupted, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought you wrote down when he came out first.
I don't think so. That's the beginning of the show, I believe.
He did a speech.
Yeah, instead of performing, he gives a speech. He's known her for about, 20 minutes?
Yeah. Give or take a minute.
And I got to tell you this. Oh, yeah, maybe.
How far in?
Keep just go forward. Go fast forward.
Oh.
Can we see what's going on?
Yeah, that's some guy on a guitar.
Ooh, a four-timer.
Yeah, it's after this, because there he's practicing for his gig, and the gigs are coming after the commercial, and he's wearing a blue suit. He's on stage, and he's not performing. He's giving a speech.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Look at the Bachelorette. She's so pumped.
Coming up soon.
Stupid. I don't know if I'd want to be with someone who's excited about this.
Oh, there they are on the Speedos. Okay. Now they're performing. And he's the last performer.
By the way, this is very objectifying to men.
Oh, hold on.
I'm with Kelly Ripa.
This is him.
Anna, I know that the Mr. Right for you is a man that's going to love you fiercely.
Lord.
How's he know and that? I've already given you a piece of my heart.
Uh-oh.
But I hope in the future, I can give you all of it.
Whoa.
And Hannah, I can't believe I'm saying this right now. This is pretty crazy because it's so soon.
What?
It's crazy.
But I can't hide it.
Oh, what are you going to do? Hannah, cry now?
I'm genuinely starting to fall in love with you.
Genuinely starting to fall in love.
He's known her like 20 minutes, if that.
Wait, isn't this episode 2?
Yes. The guys are not happy about it either.
He makes out with her.
Ooh, in front of everybody. They're all cucks.
The other bachelors are not happy about this.
Drag queens like it though.
Dude, I mean, I'm all about love at first sight.
Dude.
I mean, there's so much that you have to know about someone.
Yeah, dude.
To be actually in love with them and not like infatuated.
Well, you're out.
Well, she should think he's an idiot.
Give it up for our bachelors one more time.
He wins, too.
Yo, I said love, and I wanted to knock the mic out of his hands. I said, no.
Mr. Right is Luke P.
I love you. I love you.
I am Mr. Right.
It's the crown and the sash.
And that feels
how
really
soft.
Good.
He's still wearing the crown.
So beautiful together.
I'd be lying if I said I was let down by that. Also. But there's an after party. There's going to be opportunities to talk with Hannah more. And I'm just like excited to see where that takes us because there is a rose up for grabs.
You're out.
And that means more to me than a sash.
Oh, the rose means more than the sash. Great point.
I can't believe a guy just said that sentence.
I know. It's
the rose means more to me than
the
sash.
These are the buffest guys you've ever seen. To 27-minute mark. There's another huge incident. One of the biggest, probably one of the more dramatic moments
really?
In Bachelor history or Bachelorette history. Maz?
Who's calling it a major controversy? Thinks it's the most controversial move
I think
ever.
It is. I think it could be the most controversial moment in Bachelor history. 27 minutes.
It was a hit or miss move, and you think it was a miss move.
I think I think it was a miss.
Don't you think the most controversial is when Corinne and that one dude did it in the pool, and they got all sent home. And
that was huge.
That's no Bachelor in Paradise, though.
And no one was ever allowed to drink again.
Let's see. Is this where he comes up?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, right on here. Stay here.
I can't stand her.
I know. I can't either.
It makes me feel excited, but like, what the crap is happening?
It's definitely the douche-lorette.
Like, zooms in on a guy, and I'm like, that's my
Quiet.
Guy.
Oh, this isn't the movie.
And there's such a part of me that wants to be like him.
She has to go out on a date with the guys.
Because he's saying everything my heart needs him to say.
The guy said he's already starting to fall in love with her.
What's up? Where's your crown and hat? Yeah, or your crown and such thing?
I set it down over there.
How you guys doing?
The way I feel right now, man, is that you a dog.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like Hannah. Just as much as you do, and
it's Julius Peppers.
I don't want her emotions.
Matt says he's separated with Julius Peppers.
Not even close.
Yes, may or
absolutely.
Not
can you bring Julius Peppers up on the other TV, Brandon?
What makes you feel that?
We need to address this immediately.
I thought he looked more like Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, Julius I couldn't think of Calvin Johnson. You're right. He doesn't resemble.
He looks nothing like Julius Peppers. That's not even close.
Almost no resemblance.
Go back to a young version of him.
Not even close. Yeah,
there it is. There it is. Go back.
What? No.
Go ahead.
I think.
Go ahead.
It's not that bad.
There's somebody he looks more like.
He's
I think
Julius Peppers.
I mean, they're both black guys with a beard.
Yes, exactly.
I guess they all look alike to you.
You're starting to fall in love with her.
Now, that's a phenomenal question.
That's a real question, man.
That is a Tebow lookalike later.
It's crazy. He
calls it blasphemy.
Because I'm kind of wondering, bro.
Yeah, like, you've had less than 2 hours with her. Mm-hmm. And in the history of men, I've never heard someone say, I think I'm starting to fall in love with you.
How about that?
I know that you guys are all probably in the same boat with that. But from the very beginning of the first cocktail party, first night, I've been feeling like it's almost too good to be true. I've never experienced anything like this in my life. And I'm just letting you guys know it's in my personality. If I want something, like, I'm going to go and get it, no matter what it takes. I'm going to fight for that. Like, whoa, to the point where I don't care what the scenario is or the circumstance, like, I'm going to go with everything that happens.
The game's over.
He can't not say it then.
I don't want to hate on any other guys, but I want them to
he's
know
being true to himself.
Someone who's here for the wrong reasons couldn't do what I did.
Uh-oh. See, those they're there for the wrong reasons. Oh, Courtney! Okay.
Oh, breaking news, Courtney's
I think
back.
She's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
Man, maybe she's Courtney nuts. Maybe Courtney watches this.
Maybe. Courtney, you there?
Yeah, it's me. Hello.
Hi, it's the Drew and Mike show. Hey, this is
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for reaching out to me, guys. This is really exciting.
I know you're excited that Coach Cooley is staying at Providence.
Oh, yes. It was a pretty stressful 12 hours or so. I'm not going to lie to you.
Did you think, Michigan wants him. He's gone.
I mean, yeah, it's a great program. The rumored offer was huge. I mean, I wasn't going to fault him for taking it.
That was also false. They didn't offer. Just to clarify that.
She said rumored. Right.
Well, oh, you snob.
I wouldn't have faulted him if it was true and he wanted to go. I wouldn't have blamed him, but I'm glad he's staying with my alma mater.
What do they pay him a year at Providence? Do you know offhand?
I don't know 100% off the top of my head.
Okay. We're declaring you our Ed Cooley expert.
It is $2.6 million.
2.6?
Gotcha. Okay. I was going to say $2 million, but I wasn't 100% sure. But I know he has a daughter who's in the Providence schools there. So I know in the past when I've talked to him, he said that he wants his daughter to finish school there, which I think is great. He's a good family man.
He did get a new contract out of this, though.
He did?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Courtney, you said when you talk to him, are you close to the coach?
So when I was in school at Providence College, I went from 2011 to 2015. I was fortunate enough to meet the coach on my first day. He encouraged me to buy my season tickets, and we met up several times over the years. You know, he always, when he saw me on campus, would give me a hug, say hi, see how I was doing. We had lunch. Me and my dad had lunch with him a few times, and actually, I have a tattoo on my foot that is the words heart and soul in Ed Cooley's handwriting. That is always with me wherever I go.
Is that a thing to do to get Ed Cooley's handwriting tattooed on you, or is that just unique to you?
I'm the first one that heard of it, that's done it, that I've heard of at least. It was just, we were having lunch with him, and I just asked, you know, I said, this is a motto of the school, a good way to commemorate my time here. Would you mind writing it out for me? And he was great. He wrote it out 4 or 5 times to make sure I would get the right one.
Well, that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
It's kind of Ed Cooley.
Heart and soul tattooed on the foot of Courtney. How do you say your last name?
Buell.
Buell, okay.
Now,
I wonder why the coach spends so much time with Courtney. It seems many coaches would have lunch with the students and their dads. And, you know,
Ed Cooley's like that, though. He's close with all his players. He tries to get himself involved in the community as much as he can to just make sure he's engaging with the fans. So, really good guy.
Really? So, just any old fan can go out to lunch with him?
And their dad?
It depends on the situation. Ours was for a charity auction, actually. The funds went to charity, and so we donated some money to an organization with the school, and then Ed Cooley joined us for lunch.
Well, that's nice. Not to pry, but how much of that donation was you or yours, and how much was your dad's?
It's a good question.
my dad helped me out. We'll put it that way.
A lot or no?
What was the winning bid?
I don't remember. This was
that's your dad's money.
Dad wrote the dad's money.
I'm sure my dad will comment on Facebook and tell you what it was, but I don't remember.
Okay.
That's great.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad he's staying. What's his record at Providence? He must have a very good record if you're so excited about him.
Yeah, so this is the first year in 4 or 5 years that we didn't make the NCAAs, but in the past we've been pretty good with the NCAA tournament, making it to the tournament, which has been pretty good. So I'm excited to see what comes next. We had a little bit of a rough year this year. We just made it to the NIT, but I'm hopeful that
He's re-energized, ready to go, and we're going to have a good year this year.
162 and 110 would be the record.
I just in 8 years, it's not that bad.
You guys went to the NIT this year, Courtney?
This year, yeah.
Yeah, just this year. Then the past previous 4 years, we were in the NCAA.
It just seems like Michigan would get somebody coming off.
Well, they didn't offer him. I don't know if you heard that or not.
They did not offer him the job, allegedly.
Does the tattoo, does it say, you know, what was it say again?
Heart and soul?
Does it say heart and soul?
Heart and soul, and yes. The basketball team had t-shirts that said that 1 year, and I just really liked the message. So.
Does it say Ed Cooley underneath it, that he wrote it, or...
No, it has a smiley face, because whenever you sign something, you put the smiley face after it.
Is the smiley face tattooed on your foot, too?
You bet it is.
It is, okay.
So when people see it, do they say, oh, that's really nice, that's a great saying? Who wrote that? And then do you have to explain it?
Yeah, a lot of people will ask, you know, why I got it, what's the meaning? And then I explain, you know, commemoration of my time at PC, a big part of it, which was the basketball program.
Would you say you're more inclined to take your shoe off just so people notice it?
Yeah, flip-flops.
Well, I live in Florida now, so I'm wearing flip-flops and sandals a lot. So it's pretty noticeable.
Did that weigh in your decision to move to Florida so you could show off the tattoo more?
It was not related 100%, but it's a benefit for sure.
Okay. Hey, and your picture on Twitter, is that you wearing a Fab Five shirt?
That's a Disney shirt.
It's a what?
Disney.
It's a Disney shirt, the Disney Fab Five.
We thought it was for Michigan's Fab Five.
No, my dad has been a Michigan football fan for a very, very long time. So we were saying, you know, if Cooley went, at least we like the school. It's not Syracuse or UConn, which I'm not a fan of. At least it was a school that we liked.
Were you with your dad when Michigan was losing to Ohio State 62-39 this year?
I was not there for that, but I heard about it.
Oh, really? Who did he blame? Was he hot-headed about it?
I don't know 100%. Like I said, I'm sure he'll be in the comments with all his opinions on Michigan sports.
Okay. Well, Courtney, good for you. I'm glad your favorite team kept your favorite coach. And just want to know about the tattoo and all that. It sounds like you are a super-duper fan.
For sure. And thanks so much for having me on, guys. It's crazy that some guys in Michigan found my tweets, but I'm happy you reached out.
Yeah, now I'm looking at all your other tweets, too.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Did you ever figure out Game of Thrones?
A little bit. I know people are real mad, as much as I know.
How about The Bachelorette? Do you watch The Bachelorette or Bachelor?
Yes, I've been watching The Bachelorette this season.
What do you think of Miss Alabama?
Oh, I love her. I think she's so funny.
Now, what about the guy who said he
fell in love with her?
Thinks
already.
He might be starting to fall in love with her last.
Is that too soon?
That's fake for TV. He just wants to be on TV.
There you go.
You don't think he's there for the right reasons?
Oh, none of them are. But
wow.
Well, I think now it's kind of reversed itself, where that is the right reason to be on the show. It's to be on.
What'd you think of Colton last season?
Oh, I did not like Colton. He's one who I really thought was just there to be famous and was not there for
wrong reasons.
Sounds like she's an expert on The Bachelor.
She does. I know. Maybe Courtney can be not only our Providence correspondent, but our Bachelorette correspondent.
Cooley and The Bachelorette.
I love it.
And then what about the guy, you watched last night. They had a group date. It's like seven guys, and a guy who was not on the date crashed the date with flowers for Hannah B. And these guys
that was Cam. ABC always be Cam.
That's right.
Yeah, that's his thing. I didn't make that
always
up.
Be closing.
That, yeah,
oh, that was him.
Yeah.
Always
what did you think was that?
Cam though?
Oh, always be Cam. Oh, God,
Cam, because that's his name. Yeah, he said it like four times in the first episode, so it stuck with me.
Oh,
yeah, a little over the top. I don't think she was too impressed by it. She tweeted about something that she wasn't impressed by it, so I think it is going to backfire on him.
Well, you follow her on Twitter, do you?
Yes, I do. I follow a lot of people on Twitter. I keep up with my news.
Do you live tweet during the show?
Not normally, because I work nights, so normally I'm watching it on the DVR after the fact, but I'll try and tweet if I find something interesting.
I might have to follow you, Courtney.
Courtney, how excited are you? Friday, August 9th, Amway Center in Orlando.
The Jonas Brothers. I'll be there.
It looks like it was really hard to get tickets, though.
Yeah, that was another stressful experience I had this month, but we managed it. I'm excited. I saw them 10 years ago when I was, 16, so
Mark, stop
it'll
looking
be nice
at her
to
life.
See them again.
Yeah, we should hook Courtney up with Kennedy, our former intern. She's a huge Jonas Brothers fan. Oh, my God.
What do you think of the new album?
So the new album hasn't come out yet. It's coming out in June, but I like all the new songs they've released so far.
Okay.
How important is Kevin to the Jonas Brothers?
I think he's the backbone of the Jonas Brothers. Secretly. What? The backbone?
I don't think, I'm going to respectfully disagree because I know how much you love the Jonas Brothers. I think they'd be fine without him.
I like having him around. I think he's good.
Courtney, congratulations also on winning HQ Trivia.
What? Courtney won HQ Trivia?
Where are you going?
She is a big winner of HQ. Do you remember how much you won when you
It was a whopping 30 cents.
But you did it.
Mark on the show won a couple of times. Didn't you, Mark?
Yeah. Boy, Courtney would fit in this show.
Yeah, I like Courtney. She might have to be a bachelorette correspondent.
Anytime. You guys just let me know.
Now, how far did you get in HQ Trivia? Did you usually get to the 7th or 8th question, or did you win more than once?
That was the first time I won. Normally, I get to around 7, 8, or 9.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I do what I can.
We interviewed... what's his name?
Scott Rogowski. Mm-hmm.
Rogo. Oh. Yeah, Rogowski. We interviewed him for the show.
Yeah, he's not on the show anymore. No, he does a sports thing now.
Yep. Well, he told us that if we got people to give the codes, that we would get mulligans for our accounts. So Mark and Brandon both gave out their codes. And Mark, what do you have, 130 mulligans?
I think I still have 130. I haven't played in a while.
Yeah, so he got one wrong answer, and he could keep going every time he played.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Yeah, spread out.
So you should give your promo code out.
Courtney, your promo code out?
I don't know it off the top of my head, but all right, I got to get back to work, guys. But thank you so much for
we had to go anyway.
We're busy. We're working too.
Yeah. Okay, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye, good Courtney. Luck.
See you, Courts.
Bye.
What a nice girl.
She's great.
We should have been gone long before that. By the way, I was gonna say goodbye.
I'm
many
fascinated
times.
By her though. By your Twitter feed. It's so fun to find a Twitter feed of a random person you don't know and just dive into their lives.
I know. I dive into Kennedy's tweets all the time, and then I dive into her friends' tweets too, which I feel like I know much more about 20-year-olds than I used to.
Looks like Courtney just got back from London.
You know what's refreshing about Courtney's Twitter? She's just happy.
Oh,
she's like everything's happy. Everything's good. Great and grand.
Not happy about the abortion bill in Alabama though.
Uh-oh.
Should we try Harris back from earlier in the show? If somebody didn't answer, that maybe they would have come home.
Oh, I'm not sure which ones didn't answer.
She went to a Harry Potter thing in London when she was there. She went to the Tower of London.
Tower of London's a great tourist hangout, definitely.
What does she do? I don't even know what she does.
She works nights, I know that.
She really likes Disney.
Maybe she works at Disney.
That's what I was wondering.
I can't believe she has that.
A lot of people do.
Fab Five Disney. I was so sure it was a Michigan shirt.
Big Muppets fan. That's cool.
And she's smiling in her picture, of course.
Yeah, she is always happy.
I forgot about Today in Soft Rock. Why do I always forget about Today in Soft Rock?
I'm going to give this one.
Yeah, try this one. We'll try one, then we'll go to Today in Soft Rock.
I know. We got to get our average up.
What city are we going to?
Somewhere in Alabama.
Hello?
Hi, Ms. Harris. This is the Drew and Mike Show. We're doing a Harris poll today on the Alabama abortion law to try and find out if you favored it or didn't favor it. She hung up, didn't she?
Yeah.
It's not a real popular topic, so. Okay. Another undecided.
Oh, we have Tom's thing?
Yeah.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling, so please, Tom, tell.
All righty. Thank you to Matt Jennings, of course. What happened today, May 22nd? We'll start in 1958. Jerry Lee Lewis arrived at the Heathrow Airport in London.
Uh-oh.
To begin his first British tour.
We're about to find out about his 13-year-old wife.
In tow was his new bride, 14-year-old third cousin Myra, who was pulling along a cart filled with her toys, stuffed animals, and... Or, well, I guess I got to bang this old guy T-set.
Hey! She was actually 13, I think.
Was she 13?
Yeah, I think she was.
Oh, Myra. Well, Myra was with him. Well, okay.
Oh, Myra.
All right, we're going to move up to 1976. Wings. Paul McCartney and Wings started a 5-week run at number 1 with Silly Love Songs. McCartney's fifth number one since leaving the Beatles. And of course, he had often been teased by music critics as well as former Beatle and friend John Lennon for writing lightweight songs. And he wrote this tune in response. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah. That's pretty fun.
And it was the number one song of the year, I think.
I think it was.
Not my favorite song is, but it was had a nice bass line.
Well, you like that, and Ebony and Ivory were probably two of your favorites, right? Yeah. I didn't think so. All right, we move up to 19.
Wait. No punchline?
What was that?
Pardon?
There was no punchline. Matt didn't.
Wait.
Is this an editorial decision?
Was that added, or did Matt opt not to write a punchline?
No, I read it verbatim.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. So Matt he couldn't find a punchline for that.
Well, maybe the punchline was.
just needs a reminder there. What happened this week.
And other genres of music. You know, I think the punchline was for actually what he wrote for writing lightweight love songs and this tune in response. He wrote this tune in response. Maybe that was the punchline.
That's factual.
I don't think that's a punchline. That's actual
data.
You're
awesome.
Go ahead.
All right. So we'll move to 1989. Rap group Public Enemy fired one of its members, Professor Griff.
Griff. I remember.
After he made anti-Semitic remarks in the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he now? Professor Griff is currently training dogs to bark at Jews in the Ferndale area.
Hey!
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Mags and Libra.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know Robbie Williams? Do you know him?
All right.
He won American Idol in England, I think.
Well, in 2000, Robbie Williams set up a children's charity, its goal being to improve local conditions and strengthen community life by giving money to those who are disadvantaged.
That's a great cause, nice. I think.
Yeah, its motto was called Give It Some, S-U-M.
Yeah. Give It Some?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson had a similar charity. Its motto was...
I shouldn't have read this one. You shouldn't have read it. Why?
Wait! Instead of Give It Some, it was C-U-M on it.
I see.
Michael Jackson's charity.
Can I interject? Did you say Robbie Williams won American Idol in England?
Well, it was the version of him, whatever it's called over there. UK. I think that he was a winner from that show.
Been when like
it was
the 80s?
He's been a star for a long time.
Oh, was it that? Okay, forget it. Was he a child star or something?
No, he was a member of a group. He might have been a member of a boy band, and then he broke out.
Okay.
So they had a big reunion on
He wasn't a big star
show.
Over here, so.
Yeah, he's huge over there.
Oh, take that.
Okay.
Take that.
That was the name of the band, the group?
Yeah, take that.
Take that.
Mm.
Hey, take that.
Take that.
Hey, you.
Take that.
How about that?
How about that?
You like this? Well, take that.
Take that. Take that.
Tom. Slow down, Tom.
Tom, take that.
I was just reading these next couple.
No, don't pre-read them. You don't ever pre-read. Right. Why start now?
Okay. All right. In 2005, Dave Matthews Band was the number one right now with Stand Up. That was the number one in 2005. The album features the singles American Baby, Dream Girl, and Everybody Wake Up, with two original pieces by Boyd Tinsley. You know Boyd Tinsley?
Yeah.
Well, his two pieces were called Smooth to the Cock Bass and Full Jerk Medley.
Full Jerk! That was his big line. Yeah. He's in full jerk mode. That's a good one, Matt.
Okay, Matt.
Sorry, Tom butchered it.
Oh, sorry.
Take that.
You gonna take that dip?
Okay, we're gonna wrap it up. With 2017.
You take that,
dear. We're going to come on up to 2017.
Oh, yeah. I'm fixing to fuck you.
This is a sad thing, of course.
You take that dip.
Uh-huh.
You like my erection selection?
Well, in 2017.
I'm gonna get it all up in your vag.
Uh-huh.
Get it up in your vag with my dick. With my dick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay, that's no problem. We go to 2017, Drew, for our finale.
Yes.
A suicide bomber kills 22 and injures 59.
Oh, at Ariana.
After an Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Arena in England.
Wow.
Which was horrible, but as tragic as it was.
You make a joke about this, Tom.
I don't.
Too soon.
But as tragic as it was, you got to admit it was a pretty creative way to leave a one-star review.
Too soon. I'm offended.
Sorry.
Oh boy.
It's not okay. It's not funny.
Okay.
A lot of people die.
You want to get us out of here, Brandon?
I'm really not laughing.
Oh. A lot of people
did,
die.
Did Tommy have anything written down?
Yeah, I got some
sequiturs.
I got some stuff. I guess I could just read them over the Tom
Segwer. You can do them over the outro.
Did you guys know Eric Ebron dropped Twitter today? He canceled his Twitter account.
What?
Yep.
Eric Ebron?
Yeah, they say he dropped another one. He dropped Twitter. Get it?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wait.
He has deleted his Twitter account.
Boy, is that dumb.
Yeah.
Did you write that joke or are other people saying it?
That's what I'm reading. Eric Ebron drops Twitter. He deleted his Twitter.
So yeah, no, but the joke is because
there's a lot of people
stuff.
Saying that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Canceled.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
What's Chris Harrison going
to
do?
Chris Harrison is the last host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
No one ever won $1 million. I never saw it. What? I watched it a lot.
Yeah, they did in the beginning.
That guy, John Carpenter, was his name.
Yeah, with
Reed. Right. Man, oh my God. What a callback. Oh, my God.
No.
I loved him.
With Regis, people won. But with this show, no one wins. Trust me, I watched it the last, 5 months.
You're right.
No one wins. It's on right after Price is Right.
Now, did you guys...
So now we know what Brandon's doing during the day.
Gave up in a hurry on that one.
I did.
Taking care of my baby.
I want to get this one in. The Buffalo Bills have released number 32, and someone took OJ's number.
Yeah.
Sonoris Perry will now wear number 32 for the Buffalo Bills.
How bizarre.
I would not want to be his girlfriend or waiter.
Miz, what made you think of that during our show today?
No, I thought of that prior to.
Whoa, show prep.
But I brought it to you. I wanted to at least throw it out there.
Okay.
I didn't want to bring it up earlier because then you would have told me, why didn't you write it down?
If you thought about it before the show, you might have thought that it's not a sports podcast. So maybe
exactly.
You think
I could have brought it up when Eli was here. That was
true. Yeah, this is a safe zone.
I wanted to say happy anniversary to my wife, Kathy, on Friday.
What?
Yeah, 21 years.
Congratulations.
And I hope Abby did well today in her game.
Oh, Maz, we started early.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to catch any of it?
Uh-huh.
You going to take that dip? What do you think? You like my exquisite erection? Hmm? Do you like my erection selection? What do you think? Yeah? You going to take it? You going to take that dip? You going to take that dick? I'm going to pop off a piece of my dick. Oh, yeah, I'm fixin's to fuck you. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna get it all up in your vag. Get it up in your vag with my dick. With my dick. Gonna put it in with my dick. I'm gonna put my dick in. I'm gonna put my dick in.
What's up, man?
Hey, you all right? What's up?
Shit, yeah.